don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You ever hear of Kevin and Bean?
Yeah.
You like them?
I think they're the bomb.
How could you know so many specific details? That is amazing.
Learn how Britney got her $1 million smile.
Oh, I had one retainer. It was really gross because it was one retainer. It was like a one. You know how you have the top retainer and the bottom? But it was one. And you put it in so you really couldn't talk. And it had a key and everything that you put in it to turn it to tighten it every night.
What are you talking about?
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me, we can't get fooled again.
How come y'all won't just leave a brother alone?
This is fun! I think it's gonna work out!
Yep. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now.
Our feature presentation.
Wow, that sounds a little rough.
I like it. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, and it's the 2nd of September. Screwed it up. Let me try it again, okay? Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Tuesday, the 2nd of September. There we go. Much better. That's Lisa's impression of the fencing in the Olympics.
And I'm not far off.
Yeah, I really thought you were just exaggerating, but every time they lunge at each other, they make that scary-ass noise.
I don't understand it. I don't know why they have to make that noise.
I miss the Olympics.
just because of that?
Just because of the fencing. I miss that. That's such a good noise.
It's quite shocking. How did we not know this before?
I don't know.
How has no one told us?
Here's the real thing. That's the real thing. How crazy is that?
Are they trying to scare each other?
I don't know.
Is that it?
Yeah, they want the other person just to fall to their knees. What the hell? I love that.
They're completely hoarse at the end of a match and can't talk.
That's the best sport ever.
It's unbelievable.
Even though it's not really a sport.
Yeah.
King of Mexico ran over the weekend. I'm so dying to find out what happened.
We all are.
You don't know?
You weren't there?
No, I was not allowed to go. It was Nike Nike staff and the runners only because they really wanted to reserve the reward of the concert at the end of the finish line for people who were involved in it.
Gotcha.
Understandably. Sense. So, yeah, we're all very anxious.
I wanted to email or text all weekend. I was just kept thinking, oh, I just got to find out how Dave did.
He's alive.
He is alive?
We have that much. I can give you that. He's alive.
Has he finished? Might he still be on the course?
That's a good point. I've talked to him. I don't know if when I talked to him, he was still running.
You got a hotel?
Yeah.
You can't really tell with him if he's walking or running or just sitting when you talk to him. It all
really
sounds
can't.
The same.
But I was dying to know. I just had to figure it out. And then I thought, no, I got to wait. I better wait. Oh, damn it.
Oh, we'll have our update this morning then, yes.
Yes, we'll find out how the King of Mexico did in his Nike human race. 10K, which is a little over 6 miles.
Yes. That's a long way.
Well, it's a long way if you're Dave and you don't run.
If it's a long way if you don't run and you don't train.
Right.
You know, you could knock out 3 miles without training.
Yeah.
If you're young and healthy, you can do that.
That third mile would be a killer, though.
Yeah. No way.
6 is brutal.
Yeah.
But not for Dave. They're very convinced he'll do fine.
Sure.
So we have a huge bet going, and we'll figure that out.
Oh, yeah. We got some money going.
Coming
here.
Up a little. Yeah. Somebody's going to win big.
Mm-hmm.
And I sure hope it's me.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Here's a headline that you do not want to have happen. You know, you think back about your weekend, and you say, I had a pretty good weekend. It wasn't too bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, decent weather and hanging out with friends.
Some movies, whatever.
What'd you see?
Trader.
So did I.
Great.
How great was that?
Oh, love that movie.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Malaysian man gets nut stuck around penis.
What?
Nut stuck around, like he wrapped it around his penis? Somehow?
Balls. Yes.
And it got stuck?
A Malaysian welder had to have a nut removed from around his penis after attempting to lengthen it.
Balls.
Not his nut.
Yes.
His nut.
Yes. Before he gets engaged next week.
Oh.
It says the nut got stuck on his penis.
Oh, my God.
Following excitement. Forcing him to seek help. At a hospital.
I can't picture how this happened.
Can't either, but that is such a bad weekend.
Oh, my God.
Mike's going to throw up.
Oh. I keep thinking when you say nut, like it's a you know, piece of metal.
No.
Like nut washer.
Uh-uh.
No. Yeah. That makes way more sense that he would do something.
I know for a fact, having seen that Australian performance group that uses their penis puppetry.
Right.
That you can do anything with balls
but
and
wiener. But they stretch it out. They practice.
My point being that you can try to imitate them, and if you're not practicing and that you don't have the same pliability in the Balzinis, something could go wrong. So that's what I'm imagining happening with this poor Malaysian man.
He's wrapping it around and it got stuck.
The patient is now recovering.
It is a knot.
And we hope to discharge him today, they said. The hospital said yesterday.
Wow. I wonder how that engagement's going to go.
Real well, yeah. Hey, honey, I am in the hospital. Why? It's a long story.
I did it for you.
Yeah.
I was trying to make things better for you.
I could just imagine walking into the emergency room and, you know, they got that bulletproof glass and the woman behind it and you're in the lobby with everybody.
What are you here for, sir?
Yeah, and they have to yell and you have to yell because they can't hear you.
Nuts.
I wrapped my... What,
nuts.
Sir? I can't hear. I wrapped my nut.
You're going to have to speak up. I'm sorry.
And the whole room is looking at you laughing. Oh, that's the best.
I need pictures.
I don't.
I do. I want to know how that happened.
Hey, Ralph Garman. Ralph
that
just walked
awesome.
Into the studio.
It's, yeah. It's a metal nut, like a nut and bolt.
It is?
Yeah, he put
it
a
really
nut
is.
On his penis.
But a nut is...
That's the round circular thing with a hole in it that you screw onto
right.
a bolt.
Right.
It's a large metal nut.
Oh.
That he put on his penis, trying to lengthen his penis, he put a nut on his penis.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. You find the newsmen don't often use the word nut when talking about a testicle, when they're doing a news story.
They don't? That's the only word I recognize.
They tend not to just throw nut around when they're writing their news reports. Usually they would say testicle or something like that. That's a nut they're referring to as an actual nut. He was a welder. He was working with nuts and bolts.
So he thought if I put this on, it'll stretch it out.
If I put this large nut onto my penis, it will help me stretch the size of my penis.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Barely. That makes so much more sense.
I hate to start
sense.
Off the morning with a clarification.
No, that's fine. Yeah. That's fine. I mean, either way, you got something on your penis.
That's true.
It is better if
it's a nut.
If it's a metal nut, then it's your own.
Yes, but walking in with a big metal nut hanging off your penis isn't ideal either.
No, that's not good.
I just wanted to clarify the story for
so
those who are following at home.
So he still has his nut.
He still has his nuts,
apparently,
yes.
His nuts are untouched and fine. It is
nuts.
The metal nut that he placed on his penis that is causing all the
was removed.
Consternation.
Fantastic. I'm glad to hear that.
All right.
It's from Kuala
Back
Lumpur.
To you, Kevin,
who knows,
Lisa?
Dude? I'm just saying. Who knows if you're in Kuala Lumpur? The hell's going on over there? All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show. We are going to get the update on the King of Mexico's race, as we told you.
Excellent.
Very excited about that. We get Spencer Pratt talking about the hills.
Oh, yeah. God, I had to watch that last night.
Yeah. He's bad. We have Dr. Drew on the program today, talking about sex addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Dave Duchovny went into voluntary sex addiction, it said, a rehab. So we're going to talk to Dr. Drew about that and find out what's going on. Psycho Mike is a pet hoarder.
Yeah, he's starting to be.
He's the guy that has, you know, he starts with a dog and then he has two dogs and all of a sudden it's four.
Right.
And you know, next weekend there's something's going to happen. It's going to be seven.
It's like the cat lady. She started out with one and now she has 50.
We have the crazy cat lady working here.
We do.
Only he likes dogs.
But they're no bigger than cats.
Yeah,
no, they're all little tiny chihuahuas.
Much smaller than cats.
Doesn't make a difference, really.
Much smaller than cats.
I mean, when you have four dogs.
I went to, for the newest additions to the Catherwood family, I went to go get harnesses and collars for them. So I went straight to the cat section because I knew regular dog stuff wouldn't fit them.
Even the little small ones?
Even the smallest one wouldn't fit in cat stuff. We have to
Are you really? Kidding?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm dead serious.
Well, what do they do for dogs?
How much do they weigh?
That size.
Milo's about 3 pounds.
Oh, my God. God, it's not even, it's like a hamster.
It's an oddity more than it is a creature.
Well, is that the retarded
you
one?
Step on that
That's the one
dog.
That's retarded?
Yeah, he's the runt of the litter because he's retarded.
Without even noticing.
Yeah, but he wouldn't notice either. He's retarded. You know what I mean? The dog just drools.
It is the Eli Manning of dogs.
He just sits there with his tongue hanging out.
He's not smart enough to put his tongue back in his mouth. I'm not kidding.
Well, he needed a home.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Maybe you shouldn't let him walk outside anyway.
What an appropriate
anyway.
Home, too, to live with me.
Yeah, no kidding. That's not going to be good. Plus, today we have tickets to the MTV Video Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play a very special Lick Lisa.
Yay.
Excited about that. David Hasselhoff, I don't know if you know, has a social network now. And I think he's trying to be like MySpace or Facebook.
Or Facebook, yeah.
It's a place that you go that you can hang out with other Hasselhoff fans, I guess.
Sure.
And chat. And
all the millions of Hasselhoff
all
fans.
All kinds of stuff.
You know, the Hoff loves to rock.
So we'll find out about that coming up as well. And Harvey Levin from TMZ.com.
Excellent.
Talking about all the celebrities. You know, he's our internet website of record when it comes to showbiz.
All I care about is Kim Kardashian's toe and how she's doing.
And if she can still
dance
on that show with the stars.
I sure didn't get enough information about that from all those shows.
Yeah. Those shows are pathetic.
They're really sad.
Have you watched E! lately?
No, I haven't. Oh, I watched the clips on The Soup.
The
That's
Soup
as much
is good.
As I can take.
The Soup is fantastic because the presentation is good.
Yeah.
But the rest of E! Is just worthless. They make such big deals out of such little things.
Yeah, and people watch, though.
They do. They do. They should lead with the dude with the nut around his penis. That's what they should lead with, but they don't.
I want pictures.
Even though it's a real nut?
No, not as much now.
All right. We will take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ.
How do you know when that song's over? You don't know when it's over.
I do.
You could just keep going and going. You don't know.
I've heard it before.
No.
Once or twice.
All lies.
You've played it before?
Nope.
5:51. Ralph is here with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on this weekend?
Before I get to the showbiz news, I would like to announce that it's true. My 17-year-old daughter is pregnant.
Nope, that's not
but
you.
But she will be marrying the father and keeping the baby. So it's
all good
in the hood.
That's not
that's
you. That's
great.
That's the vice presidential nominee.
Oh, right.
On the Republican
side. Right. Yeah. I keep forgetting.
That's her.
That was so funny. That's all you could hear about all weekend long.
I know.
This broad and her kid. It matters. Like, anybody cares. But I kept saying, no one is acknowledging the fact that she's letting a 17-year-old get married.
Yep.
That was the stuff that bothered me. I mean, kids get pregnant. That's the way the world works. But you don't compound it by letting your 17-year-old get pregnant. I mean, get married. That's not going to help anybody. Ever.
I agree.
Getting married at 17?
I agree.
Come on, that's a recipe for success.
Yeah, it's got to be, right? Because everyone knows 17-year-olds, when they get married, that lasts forever.
That's what I was saying. She's divorced by 21, for sure.
Poor kid probably didn't even want to get married to this dude. It just happened. The mother's like, you are marrying him.
Yep.
I'm running for vice president. You're marrying him. Please, Mom, I don't want to. That's good times. All right, let's talk about the movies at the box office over the weekend, shall we? Five new films opened up over the Labor Day weekend. However, none of them broke the $10 million mark, leaving Tropic Thunder with Ben Stiller, Robert Downey Jr., and Jack Black still the big winner at the box office yet once again. $11.5 million, Tropic Thunder came in at number one at the box office this weekend. Right behind it, however, was the surprise smash hit Babylon A.D.
Shut up.
No
starring
way.
Our friend Vin Diesel.
No way.
Made $10 million in its debut, good enough to make it number two at the box office this weekend. Yeah, obviously a slack weekend at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
The Dark Knight came in at number three with $9 million. Here's the thing, though. Dark Knight went over $500 million this weekend.
Wow.
Finally broke the $500 million mark.
That's insane.
That's all right.
As of right now, it is the second most successful film in history. After Titanic, so congratulations to the Batman. House Bunny was number four, with a little over $8 million. Traitor, the movie you guys checked out this weekend, was $7.9 million. Made it number five in its debut. Speaking of Don Cheadle, who we talked to last week about Traitor over the weekend, I wasn't able to get out the movies. I was busy moving.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I did catch some television and Talk to Me. The movie he made about Washington, D.C.
I saw that.
DJ Petey Green was on cable over the weekend, and I caught it for the first time.
I never did see that. I heard it was good.
It's awesome. It's a terrific film, and Cheadle's amazing in it. So if you get a chance to check that out, I recommend it highly. Death Race was number six. Disaster movie in its debut made a little over $6 million, good enough to make it number seven. Then Mamma Mia, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Pineapple Express, and Vicky Cristina Batalona came in at number 10. This weekend at the box office. Sad news. I don't know if you guys heard yesterday or not, but man, we thought the world of Don LaFontaine, man with the voice of God, died yesterday of lung disease, complications from a collapsed lung. For those of you who don't recognize the name, he is the dude who did all those movie trailers.
In a World.
That guy.
Yeah.
And 5,000 trailers to his credit during his career.
5,000?
350,000 commercials.
My God.
He was one of the best in the business, and I had a chance to meet him when he was working on The Family Guy. We were recording stuff on the same day, mm-hmm. and a chance to hang out with him for a while, and just could not have been a sweeter, nicer
really?
Guy.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. So the voiceover industry has lost one of the giants, and that's sad.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I need to take his place. You know?
I think you do. We've all heard your work at the
Grammys.
Yeah. Not only do you have that amazing baritone voice that makes everyone stop and listen, but your silver tongue, your way you can wrap your mouth around words.
Thank you.
I think makes you the natural heir apparent for Don LaFontaine's legacy.
Yeah. How long do you think it's going to take?
I can keep talking as long as it takes.
I think it's worth it. I think you should just
keep
talking.
I'm going to keep pretending that Mike has an idea of what he's doing over there, and I am just going to keep speaking until he cues up some audio of
Corinne Bale-Rea. An unforgettable moment with an unforgettable moment with Corinne Bale-Rea. Wow. An Corinne Bale-Rea. An unforgettable moment with Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have that kind of time.
Yeah. Don LaFontaine, dead. You're still alive. You tell me there's a God, and I'll laugh at you. Congratulations to James Gandolfini and his fiancée, Deborah Lynn. They got married in her hometown of Honolulu, Hawaii, this weekend. So Tony
Somebody
Soprano
married him.
Tony Soprano sleeps with the fishes now.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Wow. Apparently, it was a pretty big event. Over 100 family and friends were invited. And James's son, James, from his first marriage, was best man. So, congratulations.
He's a fan.
Oh, come on. Did you guys catch any of the Jerry Lewis Labor Day telethon yesterday?
God, no.
Jerry's just the best.
Is he aging really quickly in front of our eyes?
Really quickly, yeah. Really poorly.
Uh-oh.
But he was doing a lot of singing. And, you know, that's what you want Jerry Lewis to do is just sing.
Oh, man.
However, for the 43rd year in a row, they made a little bit more money than they did last year. Americans ponied up $65 million towards the cause of ending muscular dystrophy, which is a good thing, regardless of what you think about Jerry Lewis.
Yeah.
And I was happy to see Ed McMahon.
Was he there?
As Jerry's co-host, without a neck brace and everything, he looked like he was doing pretty well. But I kept thinking to myself, Ed, if you're going to work, do it for money. Don't do it for a charity where they're not paying you, because you can use the cash.
Well, there is that.
You lose your freaking house, and you're donating your time to Jerry Lewis. How come Jerry Lewis doesn't buy his house?
Good question.
That is a good question.
As you know, Ed McMahon is in trouble of losing his home. Apparently, he has some economic difficulties. And then we heard that Donald Trump was going to buy the house and then lease it back to Ed at a reduced rate so he could stay in the house. But another guy bought the house over Donald Trump's offer. However, that guy has just pulled out of escrow.
Oh, really?
Really?
So Donald Trump's offer is still on the table. And now we're going to have to see if Trump steps up and helps out Ed McMahon the way he said he would.
Now, the other dude was going to kick him out?
Yeah.
That was the plan?
But he backed out of the deal. So,
well,
you know what Ed
Donald.
Should have done? Ed should have taken a statue of St. Joseph and buried it in his front yard.
Does that work?
Then he absolutely would have sold his home.
Did yours come through?
Finally. I closed escrow over the weekend. So I am the happy owner of just one home now.
And what's the statue that you buried?
St. Joseph.
You really did that?
Yes, he did.
Yes, Lisa. Kenny, I was freaking desperate.
In his yard, he buried it.
I would have buried you in the front yard if they told me I would have sold my house.
And you know what happened?
I would have buried your ass up, though. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Dave Duchovny's sex addiction still in the news. The New York Post is reporting that they have some more details about it. They're saying that he was required to go into rehab because of a porn addiction.
Oh.
How much porn do you have to look at before it's considered to be an addiction? How much
wonder.
Is it getting in the way of your life?
Seriously.
Where you have a porn addiction. As much as you look at porn, Psycho Mike.
Yeah.
You probably look at it more than most.
Yeah.
More than any, I would guess.
You're getting to work on time and you're getting your the things that you need to do in your life accomplished, right?
Yeah. I that's a lot of porn for you to have to go to rehab. I'm watching it in five-minute bursts.
That's true. Yeah.
So,
but, so to speak.
Then you walk away after.
But
a while,
I mean, you bring up a good point. When it's getting in the way of your life, when you're opting to watch porn instead of
night.
Do other stuff, that's bad news.
Yeah, that's rough. So, we're talking to Dr. Drew later about sex
we
addiction,
are.
Right? So.
He should have some insight into that.
Only thing I know about those sites is once you go to one, you can't get out. You got to go someplace else and someplace else.
There's the windows keep opening.
They won't let you go.
No, it's true.
They won't.
They encourage addiction, quite frankly. And I think we should have a class action lawsuit. Well, is Britney going to be at the VMAs or isn't she?
That's this weekend, so I guess we have five, six more days.
This weekend, this Sunday on the 7th, is the MTV Video Music Awards, and she was supposed to be on. Remember she was doing those commercials with Russell Brand, the host?
Right.
Fat girl's fat.
Not anymore. She looks good.
She does, yeah.
Then they said, no, she's not going to be there. She's busy working on her new album. This was according to her manager, Larry Rudolph. But now, insiders are saying the whole thing about her not being there was a setup so that when she makes a surprise appearance at the awards, everyone will be surprised because everyone's been told that she will not be there.
Huh? Can't care anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. But so watch, don't watch. Huh? I don't know. Those are your options. And if you've got one of the most famous asses in Hollywood, do you covet other asses? That's the question TV Guide decided to get an answer to when they talked to Kim Kardashian.
Of course.
Yeah.
Probably the most famous ass in Hollywood right now. And she said she really appreciates Jennifer Lopez's ass. That's the ass she'd like to have.
As do we.
And she also said Jessica Alba, on the other end of the spectrum, has a little cute ass, and so she would like that ass as well.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Prefers those asses to her own. I'll take her ass.
Sure.
Forcefully.
If need be.
And lastly, Lindsay Lohan's other lesbian girlfriend.
What's her name?
Courtney Semmel.
No, the original.
Lindsay Lohan.
Thank you.
Oh.
She, of course, has a very public relationship now with this dude named Samantha Ronson.
Right. Sure.
DJ.
I think it's a girl.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Lindsay Lohan.
You thought a guy was wrapping his nut around his penis earlier, too. So what do you know? Apparently, this isn't her first shot at lesbian love. She was dating this Courtney Semmel, apparently, as well. Remember when she moved into a house with this girl and there was a big brouhaha about it? This was the girl she moved into the house with. Everyone thought they were just buddies.
Right.
But apparently Courtney is a lesbian, so they're saying this was another relationship that she was entering into. Courtney's got a new girlfriend. If you see In Touch magazine, you see the photos of Courtney Semmel and Tila Tequila.
Oh, no!
Hanging out together these days.
How does she get anyone?
I have no idea.
Oh, my God.
She's hideous. She's hideous on every level.
Tila Tequila.
Now, will this cute screw up her shot at Love 3, though? Because she needs to go back on television to find true love.
She does.
Because she's had her heart broken twice now.
She has. So she really expected that to work.
But MTV isn't too pleased to see her photos with her new girlfriend all over In Touch magazine. Let's take a look at celebrity birthdays, shall we? Sportscaster Terry Bradshaw. You see him every Sunday on the Fox NFL coverage. He is 60 years old today. A lot of people don't know, though. He, in fact, was a Super Bowl quarterback.
He was.
One of the good ones.
He was amazing until he opened his mouth.
Yep. Mark Harmon, actor who was on NCSI Miami.
Yeah.
One of those kind of shows. He is 57 years old today. Keanu Reeves, maybe the greatest actor of this or any generation.
Sure.
Turns 44 years old today. And Salma Hayek.
Oh! Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
We don't have a bell. We got to get a bell.
I know. I was just thinking the same thing.
The bell's on vacation.
No,
we need a bell.
We got a bell?
Yeah,
we got a bell.
Oh, he's got it wrapped, you know, so.
It's kind of in a package.
So it doesn't get.
But.
Chlamydia or whatever. Is that why you got the
genital
bell condom on it?
Doesn't want to get genital warts.
Salma Hayek's 42 years old today, and Spencer Smith of Panic at the Disco. He's their drummer. He's 21. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Let's talk about David Hasselhoff.
Let's.
David Hasselhoff is bad. And he's got a website now, davidhasselhoff.com, and he's also a judge on America's Got Talent.
Right.
Which tells me all I need to know about America's Got Talent, which is Hasselhoff is a judge.
Yeah.
But now he's been so obsessed with calling himself the Hoff and Hass and the Hoff, and he's play on words and stuff. He was judging a contestant the other night on America's Got Talent, and this happened.
I love the choreography. I love the choice of clothing, and I loved your attitude. It's so damn positive because you know what? You know what?
This is for you.
He pulls down his pants.
He pulls his pants down.
Oh, you do.
It says back Hoff.
Thank you, guys.
And it says back Hoff. Back Hoff, Lisa. Back Hoff.
Don't
you get it?
I don't.
Back Hoff.
I don't even get it in relationship to what he was saying to the person.
Back Hoff.
Okay.
I think he was saying to one of the other judges.
Oh.
And then you go to his
Then
you go to his website, which is a social networking website, which is supposed to be like MySpace or Facebook or one of those.
I'm sure it'll take off. And
he
be
says
than
there
any
are 13,000 people that are already registered to, quote, get the conversation started around Hasselhoff. And you go to his website, and it doesn't say click here for phone messages. It just starts playing them.
Hey, it's the Hoff with a very important public service announcement. If you're going to leave your cell phone on, make sure that it is easily reachable so you don't find yourself in an embarrassing situation having an international pop culture icon having to stall and smooth things over while you're disturbing someone's first date or wedding anniversary or first day off in weeks. Not cool. Hoff off.
He ends it with Hoff off, which
no.
I'm not sure I understand. International pop culture icon, Lisa.
Hi, Stephen Hasselhoff, the Hoff, and I'm trapped in this phone. If you can hear this, pick me up and answer me. Hello, hello, I'm Hoff off. I'm Hoff and running soon. All right, I'm halfway out of here. Have a Hoffy day.
See, because his name is...
Does he think that's funny?
Yes. These rotate. This is what you get when you go to a site.
Hi, it's the Hoff. You may wonder what I'm doing on your phone. I'm just being Hoffalicious with my signature brand of Hoffism. It's kind of like Fergalicious, but with less cleavage, no booty shorts, and a little more Hoffitude, and a little less Fergitude. Fergitude. It doesn't have the same ring, does it? I mean, it's not a Hoffularity contest. Well, actually, it is.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's David Hasselhoff. So we thought it would be time to perhaps check in with the Hoff. Hey, David.
Hello.
Hello. God.
Did somebody ask you for answering machine messages?
Hello.
We're here.
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hoff off.
You know that doesn't make sense, right?
Back Hoff.
Right. That,
yeah.
That,
back Hoff.
That sort of makes sense, but Hoff off is...
What's Hoffitude?
It's Hoffitude. It's like... It's like Fergitude, but with less yearning in your pants.
No. I guess that's good.
Hoff.
How's the site going, David?
It's hoffing on. That's hofftastic.
That's pretty good. I don't know what hofftastic is, but that was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's really going to take Hoff.
Are you eating right now?
This is a mess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Hoff. It's Hoff and running.
Yeah. Your name is?
My name is Hoff.
Right, your name is Hoff.
Hasselhoff.
We get that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How you doing?
We're good. How are you today?
I'm all right.
Calling about your, you know, your social networking site.
Oh, Hoff Space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hoff Space.
It's a...
chat room and all kinds of good stuff.
It's a Hoff. Room.
What?
That doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work at all.
It's a chat room. Hoff.
You can't really put Hoff in everything.
Yes, I can.
Well, you can, but it doesn't sound good.
Sense. I have to.
Why?
This is the only way I can make money.
Oh.
America's Got Talent.
Yes, that's correct. You're a judge on there. You get paid for that, right?
Yes.
All right.
Oh.
Are you all right?
You go see it every Tuesday night on Hoff BC.
That doesn't even make sense.
And NB Hoff C.
No.
It doesn't work, David.
Mm. 8 o'clock. It's on the 8 o'clock Hoff.
It doesn't even...
This is just sad. It's not
even... See, a lot of people have talent in America.
Right. Mm-hmm.
America's Got Talent Hoff.
You can't
talent,
work...
Talent.
That doesn't work, sorry. I think maybe if you use them a little less frequently, maybe they would be a little funnier. But you try to work it in on everything.
Well, listen, I'm all right.
I didn't ask. Are you okay?
Nope.
Okay.
This is a mess. Are you on Hoff Space?
Not right this second.
You should be on it.
How come?
Because there's a lot of people coming together and... just talking over me.
Right. Talking about you.
I am the Nepal international pop icon.
That's what I hear, yeah.
That's what you say.
And I'm bringing the people together.
Right.
So that they can be...
meet each other.
Oh.
Social networking. Are you all right?
God.
What?
I'm so drunk.
I'm kind of drunk.
I am. I drink Hofka.
Hofka.
Vodka.
Vodka. That doesn't work.
Vodka and Hofj.
Not every word.
Screwdriver.
You can't do that with every word, Dave.
Or a marhoftini.
No.
I like a marhoftini.
No.
With hovlovs. Hovlovs.
Olives?
Hovlovs.
Yeah, that doesn't work either.
This with ice hoff.
It's a little too
hoff ice.
Wouldn't you say it's a little too early to be drinking this hard?
What time is it?
It's like 6:16 in the morning.
No, I'm behind.
What do you mean you're behind?
If I don't start drinking by 5, I die. Jeez, that'll put me in a hoffin. Bury me in a hoffin.
Wow.
Now I'm in.
Okay, that almost worked.
The hop is back. Yeah. Oh, this is a mess.
Yeah.
Oh, this is horrible.
Uh-oh.
This is a mess.
David?
I'm all right.
You okay?
Nope.
You're not.
You
are okay.
This is a mess.
What's hoffening?
No, you didn't. She did that better than you won one take.
Well, she's sober.
That's true.
She's got that going for her.
That's true.
Average. Yeah. Hoff boy. All right, this is Hoff off.
That doesn't make sense either, by the way.
Hoff off.
What does Hoff off mean?
Hoff on, Hoff off.
You're not the clapper.
I'm a hopper. Yeah.
Are you all right?
I'm all right.
Okay, good.
This is a mess.
Yeah. You need us to send someone?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
No?
What?
Yes or no?
Yeah.
I can't tell if that's a yes.
Yeah. That's what I said. Yeah.
That's what it sounded like. All right, time to settle a bet. My man Dave.
Dave just ran into the parking lot and into the building just now.
Just now?
Yes.
He just got here from the race?
Yes.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Dave was in the Nike Human race over the weekend, and it cracked us up that the Dave was actually going to run 10K, which is 6 miles. And we took bets last week on how long it was going to take him.
Right.
There's a Kanye West concert at the end of the race, which Dave was looking forward to, so that's some kind of incentive for him to go. But he didn't train too much.
And by too much, you mean?
At all.
Yeah.
He didn't really train at all. Dave said, oh yeah, I ran up to 6 miles in the last 2 weeks.
Wow, 6 miles a day in 2 weeks?
Yeah, not a day, just
combined.
Total.
Yeah.
So he
was on pace for a 3 week run.
Basically. That's correct.
That's what he was doing. So far, we knew he could run 6 miles in 3 weeks. We knew that much.
So we took bets. The lowest bet was Psycho Mike at an hour and a half.
Right.
And it's whoever's closest. You can go over. That's fine. But whoever's closest.
Okay.
Then Ralph had 1 hour and 45 minutes. Right. Then our producer Alex had 1 hour and 47. Miss Cleo, 1 hour 48. Bean, 1 hour 52. Lisa, 2 hours, 5 minutes. And me, 225.
Thanks, Kevin. You just had forever.
Yes.
You just took the infinity.
As quitting, I win.
Right, right.
Dying, I win.
Right.
All of that.
With that said, I want to thank you guys for your support.
You're welcome.
I want to thank the K-Rock listeners for all their support, all those positive emails I got. Saying, hey, you're going to die on the track and, you know, you're not going to finish. Kanye, you're going to miss Kanye.
That is one of the things.
Yeah, damn us for not supporting you.
Yeah.
Who did
Thanks,
not
guys.
Yeah.
Why
to
didn't
prepare
you support
for this
yourself
run?
First?
You know, it could have been like, hey, you know, you didn't train, but you're going to do good.
You
no,
could have been like, hey,
that.
I'm going to train. Then we would have said, wow, Dave, we're behind you.
You
work hard.
We're
going to
do good. No, it's all bad.
Okay,
Thanks,
so what?
Guys.
So what you expect is for us to go, you didn't train, but you're going to do well.
But how about good luck?
We support your lack of commitment and your lack of initiative when it comes to this race.
I mean, isn't that the Kevin and Bean show? Lack of commitment and
don't
expect support from us, because that's also the Kevin and Bean show.
That's
just
true.
Don't support
no
anyone.
Support.
That's true.
All right. Is there some kind of an official time that you can show us? Or is there?
Yes, there is.
There is an official time.
Yeah. So someone was timing everyone as they came across the
We had a little chip on our shoe.
Right.
Times
a chip on your shoulder. That's your problem,
yeah.
Man.
All right. So what time did it start? It was at night, right?
Yeah, it was at 8:30 at night. 8:31.
Is this last night?
It was Sunday night.
Oh, Sunday night.
Sunday
okay.
Night. Yeah.
8:30. All right. And where were you in the pack? Because there were like 12,000 people.
Well, they set you up in time, like how fast you run your miles.
Right.
So, you know, they let the fast people go first.
So
and
you
then,
went first?
No.
So you were in a van behind everyone else?
Yeah. I think I was like literally the last person.
You were behind the guys in the wheelchairs?
All right, yeah. Everybody move up. Dave, you stayed. Everybody move up.
And the guy who has springs for legs.
And the unicycle rider.
It was crazy because this was a worldwide event. So, you know, before I went to the race, you know, I was checking out the average times and stuff.
And what were the average times?
It was like 45 minutes.
And, yeah.
You know, wow.
30 minutes in some countries and, you know, like especially in Kenya. It was
sure.
Fast. But, you know.
So you take off.
So I did
where
the run.
Did it hit you? Where was it? Where did you go? I'm not sure I can make it because that's got to be a mile and a half, 2 miles?
100 yards?
Actually, you know what? It was about 5.5 miles where I was about to die.
5.5?
You
only had a half to go?
You felt solid for 5.5 miles, and then you said, wow, I'm really hitting the wall.
I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dragging.
Oh, that's a lie.
You know,
that is a lie, then, right?
A huge lie.
And then
That was the starting line, Dave. That was the starting line that you crossed.
Yeah. Wait, what?
You know, I see the kilometers of how much we have to go, so that kind of pumped me. I was like, hey, I'm doing all right. So I started running. And
okay. Wait a minute. You started running then?
More. Oh. You know, again.
Did you walk?
More again.
More again.
Faster, yeah, more again. You know what
I
mean?
I started running anyways. Faster, more
I did not
again.
Walk.
Anyways.
I ran the whole way.
You ran the whole way.
Ran
you
the
didn't
whole way.
Stop at any point.
Didn't stop at any point. Ran
didn't
the whole
lean
way.
Over, put your hands on your knees,
nope.
Gasp for air.
I only got water once, too. So, you know, I was pretty proud of myself.
Wow.
When you say you were running the whole time, is there running and there's like, well, like trotting, like, you know.
There was some trotting. Sort of,
yeah.
That we could have, some trotting.
That we could have walked faster
exactly.
Then. We could have passed you.
Because your knees are bending doesn't mean you're running,
hey,
Dave.
It's jogging, man.
All come right. On. Give us the time. Wait, let me get some kind of a big,
timpani roll or something.
All right. Give us the time.
All right. So this is me, the 4,943rd person. Place.
Yes! He came in 4,395th!
My time of 1 hour, 5 minutes, and 9 seconds, mother lovers!
Pay me.
Woo!
1 hour, pay 5 minutes.
Wow.
You show us proof 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Boom. Right here.
What's right there? What are you looking
at? The Human Race website that has my official time.
The Nike. Oh, yeah. You dummied that up.
Yeah. Suck it!
1 hour and 5 minutes.
Everyone knows you can't fake a website. Yeah, that's
it's got
official.
The race city results for the first 10 people who came in at like 29 minutes. Wow.
Here's my bracelet.
He's a bracelet. All right.
Woo. He's holding up a red bracelet.
Yeah. As if it's something.
Are you in Kabbalah? Congratulations.
I'm sorry. What was that?
Excuse me? I don't know what language that is.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Ani. That's Italian.
There you go. So you got an Italian bracelet.
No, this one says Los
this
Angeles.
This is shaky. Does anybody believe
me?
An hour five.
I mean, I'm looking at the website.
But an hour five.
Yes.
Hour five.
Attaboy,
I'm impressed.
Dave. Attaboy Dave.
Wow, because Psycho Mike had an hour and a half, and he was the lowest guest.
Wow.
So he won.
Yeah, I would like to thank my trainer, Mike.
Shut up.
My awesome shoes. They rocked. Yeah, they're like pillows, man. It was awesome.
Were those shoes Nike shoes?
They were.
I'm in love with my pillow sneakers.
Yeah. Nike would probably appreciate you saying that they were Nike shoes.
Hey, they were Nike shoes. The
just
Nike
guessing.
Bucks? I don't know.
He said, anyways. I'd like to take my shoes.
I don't know who made them, but they were like pillows.
They were given to me for free for this promotion. I don't know. Maybe I can say it.
They were like pillow shoes.
Don't stop believing.
And then I started to like finally run about after an hour.
105.
Are you saying an hour five?
The Mexicanian came through. Woo!
Mexicanian.
Wow. You can't do anything in an hour five, Dave. I've seen you.
Apparently just run 10K.
Did you cheat? Did somebody pick you up in a car and take you a couple of miles?
Although I did run into someone I knew in the race.
Yeah.
So I ran with them and chased them pretty much the whole way. So I think that kind of helped.
Is it a hot chick?
No,
he doesn't chase.
By the way, the chicks there are smoking hot, dude.
Yeah.
Turns out running chicks...
Are in shape
and hot.
Wow. You're just full of insight.
Yeah. Who knew?
I've seen Dave not be able to last an hour and 5 minutes into a movie.
I know. Without falling asleep.
Let alone running.
He falls asleep when he drives. He falls asleep at all hours of the day.
Were you texting at any point during the race?
I wanted to so bad, but I didn't
want
to carry my phone. But immediately,
you don't want that
right
extra
after
weight.
All that extra weight.
I mean, it bugs, you know. It bugs in the pocket.
Yeah, it does when you're a runner.
Yeah.
I never thought he'd do this well. I called him Sunday morning, texted him. I said, Dave, good luck. How do you feel? Oh, my head hurts. My back hurts. I don't feel good.
I don't know the excuses.
He was setting himself up.
Of course.
But you know, Dave does sleep all day.
Yeah.
And this race was at 8:30 at night.
Yeah,
it couldn't
that
have been more perfect
that
for him.
Were you drinking?
A little.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
A little.
Yeah, when he drinks, he's Superman. I don't know if you've ever seen him, but he's got extra powers.
I was a little nervous, dude. I don't, you know.
He can fly. I
had to take the edge off.
What edge?
The edge of, hey, failing. Going over 2 hours.
I'm afraid to fail during athletic events, so I will drink.
Come on.
To ensure
do you,
that
have,
way I
do
can
you
fail.
Have the sweat bracelet?
No. No, sadly.
Does Kevin have one?
No.
Does Mike have one? No. Does Lisa have one? No.
Why don't you mention
this guy does.
Why don't you mention your drink sponsor then while you're at it, since that's what got you across the line?
Grey Goose Vodka.
There you go. Thank you to Grey Goose. All right, Dave. A job well done, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah. Thank you.
F you.
Yeah.
And it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 6:41.
Sick song. Dig it.
Hey, Spencer.
All right, what's up, dude?
Hills were on last night.
Yeah.
And, it sure was. Do you see my shirt? Like, about 10 minutes and 22 seconds and, like, 33 milliseconds. I was wearing my new shirt. Sick. Yeah. Dolce & Gabbana.
It was a crazy Hills last night, too, with you guys sitting there and talking.
Food.
Dinner. That was outrageous.
Yeah.
Totally. By the way, I got new jeans.
That's great.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Only 2 more payments on the BM. Going to get a new one. I'm thinking M Series. Maybe. I don't know. What do you think of the new Aston Martins?
Fine. I don't really know about them much.
Yeah,
they're sick.
You and I are boys, Kendall.
Kevin.
What?
That's right, Chief.
Let me play a clip from the Hills last night. This is your dinner, and it was quite the sparkling conversation.
Oh, I feel like I haven't been alone with you in years. Every time we were going out to dinner, you're like, Holly, you want to come?
It was so fun. It's like three's a company.
I regret so much not throwing Stephanie's cake in Elsie's fish.
Stop.
Yeah. She was obviously just doing that to piss me off. And that's why her and Elsie became such good friends, because they both wanted to just piss me off.
Sure.
Spencer, that's your sister, and she's going to be your sister your whole life. I really think it's time that you just make everything fine with her.
The day I'm friends with Stephanie again is the day I'm friends with Lauren Conrad.
I don't know. I kind of miss Stephanie.
That's sweet.
I miss hanging out with
her. You should go hang out with her and Lauren.
Well, maybe I will hang out with them.
Don't come home to me, then.
Yeah.
Don't do it. Don't
please.
Do it. Don't
you
do
told
it.
Them.
Sick. What a dumb
so
woman.
So everyone
Whoa,
does everything to piss
okay.
you off.
Let's press
That's
the rewind
how they
button.
Live
let's just
their
let's
lives.
Pause now for a second. Press the rewind button in real life and go back to a time when you weren't talking.
All right, I'll ask the questions.
Yeah, why don't you stick to it,
you
okay?
Know, I'm on this show.
Do
I am
you
a
have,
part of
she's
this
allowed
show.
To talk.
You're the guest.
That's
yeah,
right.
But you have a vagina, which means your opinion doesn't matter. Fantastic.
Well,
Kendall,
that's
go
a
ahead.
Great way to keep a girlfriend.
Kendall, go ahead. Kendall, go ahead.
So you think everything happens just to piss you off?
Listen, if people aren't doing something to affect me,
right.
they're not doing it.
What?
Clearly,
is it possible
her birthday... Her birthday party, her mm-hmm. birthday cake, her having friends, her being having blonde hair, all of that revolves around me and how it affects me.
It does?
Yeah. And if it didn't, then you know what? It wouldn't happen. Because just like Tony Danza said, great
what did Tony Danza
evil
say?
Exists when great men do nothing.
Tony Danza didn't say that. I'm pretty sure.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
That's an Elton John song.
That was an Elton John song. Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
And Spencer, did you
it was
notice,
Tiny Dancer.
Did you notice when Heidi kept inviting people to come to dinner with you? Like, she really didn't want to have dinner alone with you.
Wasn't that a bad sign that she had to invite somebody every time?
And
I understand.
How fun
no,
that was.
I mean, a lot of times I'll say to my girl Heidi, you know, by the way, HeidiWorld.com, you guys should check it out. She's the most beautiful, talented person in the world.
Yeah.
But I noticed a lot of times she would try to, like, invite other people
mm-hmm.
right.
to go out to dinner with us when we'd go to certain restaurants, perhaps Dolce Group restaurants
sure.
or a really expensive 4-star restaurants.
Do you think that's because she didn't want to spend time with just
no,
you?
I think it's because someone like me, who is so amazingly interesting and who is so intelligent, who is so perfect in every way, a lot of times I can really, like, drain you. It can be physically demanding to try to compete with someone intellectually like me. So she maybe tries to invite other people to dilute my greatness in order for her to be able to feel comfortable
to sort of carry
Spence
the load style. Of your intellect.
Right, right.
Yeah, I'm not listening anymore. I'm kind of bored.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The
Spencer.
Bottom line is that my new jeans have a bulldog on them in rhinestones.
Really? In rhinestones? That's cool.
Yeah, it says, and they're custom made. It says Spence Dog underneath the bulldog. It's all relative.
One last note on the King of Mexico race. He came in 124,833 in the world.
Worldwide?
Yeah. Good job.
So 124,000 people, 832 beat him.
The fastest 200,000 people in the world.
That ran
the race.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's not really fast at all, basically, is the bottom line there.
Anyway,
6:53, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
I decided to run about 5.5 miles in. Then I started running.
I started running again, and I still did it in 25 minutes total.
Look at my bracelet. It says Shmehunimi. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
You don't have this. I have it. It's still in the cardboard tube it came in. Unreal. We don't really have to pay Psycho Mike the winnings, do we?
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah.
Why?
Do.
But it's him.
That's a good point. I wish I would have thought of that before I paid him.
Oh, you already paid him?
Yeah.
Sucker!
So
damn. All right, let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office as we do every, well, usually we do it on Mondays, but we were not here yesterday, so we'll talk about
celebrating Labor Day.
The Labor Day weekend holiday box office, Tropic Thunder, still number one at the box office, made $11.5 million this weekend, good enough to keep it at number one because the other movies that debuted this weekend, none of them broke the $10 million mark.
That is a tiny, tiny weekend, isn't it?
It
for
is.
Movies.
And did that count
holiday
Monday
weekend.
As well?
Yeah, the whole weekend.
I'm really surprised.
People just weren't going to the movies.
Guess
they're glued to their television sets watching Gustav.
Guess.
Yeah.
Babylon AD, in its debut, made a little under $10 million, $9.7 million, but that was good enough to make it number two for the weekend. The Dark Knight came in at number three with $8.8 million, and on a related story, they finally broke the $500 million mark.
Finally.
Dark Knight over the weekend.
And that's just domestic?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's only been out for 6 weeks.
That's unbelievable.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
House Bunny was number four. Traitor, the new Don Cheadle movie, came in at $7.9 million, which made it number five. Death Race, disaster movie in its debut, made $6.2 million at number seven. Mamma Mia was eight, then Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Pineapple Express, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona, rounding out your top ten at the box office this weekend.
Did you ever see that, Ralph?
I never did get a
Vicky
chance to
Cristina
see it.
Barcelona?
I've been so... I just had an asshole of dealing with real estate and moving and stuff. I've really fallen behind.
It's a full-time job, isn't it?
It is. There's always something to do when you're dealing with that crap. Yeah. But
then Ralph buried some kind of statue, and it all turned around for him.
I buried a statue of St. Joseph, and someone bought my house.
Boom. Instantly.
That's how it worked.
All right.
Because God likes it when you bury things.
Apparently.
That's what we found out.
That's why God loves dogs.
That's right. Sad news yesterday, Don LaFontaine, the voiceover king, so-called voice of God, passed away yesterday of lung disease, complications from a collapsed lung. He went from sick to dead pretty quick.
Yeah,
no kidding.
Which I guess is the way to go if you have to go, but still sad news because he was a good guy and a talented artist and will always be known as the voice of movie trailers, the inner world guy.
Yeah.
350,000 commercials to his credit, as well as 5,000 trailers in his career. So,
that's crazy.
Rest in peace, Don. Oh, this makes me sad. The Star Trek The Experience exhibit was closed this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
They closed it on the Las Vegas Strip. Yesterday was the last time you could experience the Star Trek experience. They had a decommissioning ceremony at the site.
Oh, for God's sake. Are you
Starfleet
kidding me?
Starfleet came in and decommissioned the starship and everyone...
Oh! F*** you!
Everyone had to stand down, and I hope Scotty played Amazing Grace on his bagpipes.
Yeah, that would have been great.
As they shot a coffin out into space as it circled the Genesis planet. Over 3 million people walked through the halls of that exhibit since it opened in 1998?
Well, a lot of them did it more than once, let's be honest.
No.
There's like four people that did it 3 million times.
These were individual people who all enjoyed Star
Trek.
Gee,
I'm sorry I missed that.
Yeah. And I was just planning on going.
Yeah,
no,
me
you
too.
Weren't. You're bad. You're
we were just
in Vegas.
In Vegas.
And you missed it. You missed your last chance to experience the experience.
That's too bad.
I got to go back again this weekend to Vegas, by the way.
You do?
I made my arrangements. I was like, I cannot believe I'm going back to Vegas.
Yeah, after last weekend. Yeah, he's got a
bachelor party.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're not going to drink there.
Die.
You're not going to drink there. That'll be fine.
Oh, my liver's already flipping me off. Jenny Garth and Shannon Doherty, of course, are returning to reprise their roles.
Did they reprise tonight?
No.
No? Neither of them?
Jenny Garth's looking pretty good.
I think Shannon Doherty doesn't look bad. Jenny Garth looks odd. She doesn't look like herself.
She gets a muted bell.
She has a little something done.
The Adrena Patridge mouth.
Something changed about her. What'd you do to the bell?
That's the muted bell.
Oh.
That means she used to be hot, but not quite anymore.
Shannon Doherty's got a face like a Picasso painting.
You think?
Yeah, she's got one eye over here, another eye's down here, and the nose is sort of over here.
I didn't notice that.
Take a look at her face.
Is it melting?
It is. It looks like Salvador Dali put her face together on some canvas.
She does have face disease.
A lot of art majors out there laughing their ass off this morning.
I'm going to go with reprise, by the way.
Reprise?
Yeah.
Okay. Tori Spelling turned down the opportunity to be on the show.
Yeah.
Which breaks my heart. Sure. I miss her cleavage.
Yeah.
And they're asking all the members now whether they'd go back. Tiffany Amber Thiessen has...
Has spoken up.
She said she's not going to do the show. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, I wish them all the luck, but I'm just so in a different place right now. Yeah, that place being the unemployment line. Maybe you want to reconsider, Tiffany.
That's what I'm thinking.
Until they do a reprise of Fastlane.
Yeah.
I think you might want to jump at the paycheck.
It's not really going to happen.
The season premiere is tonight, Lisa. You're correct. You get to see
the Fastlane?
No.
No.
The new 90210. Comes back on the C-Dub this weekend. So you can, today rather, so you can check that out.
Dave can tell us how that is.
Yeah, he will.
Oh, I'm going to watch Gossip Girl and then Dad back to back.
I'm so excited.
Did you catch Deal or No Deal last night?
Nope.
They finally gave away $1 million.
They did. No kidding.
First time ever. A young woman named Jessica Robinson who's expecting a boy next month. She's 8 months pregnant.
Next month.
Oh, my God.
She was rocking the game, and she came down to two suitcases. She was offered $561,000 to walk away.
And she said no.
She said no deal.
Wow.
They open up the suitcase. Bang. $1 million in her suitcase. First time it's ever happened on the show.
How about that?
So that was pretty exciting. I caught that last night. It was cool to see somebody finally win. And more television news. Looks like Jennifer Aniston has signed on to do a guest shot on the NBC sitcom 30 Rock, which has achieved like 17 Emmy nominations for this year's
Emmys. I like that show. That's really
good. I do too. It's very funny, and it's good to see her back on television, and I think she's going to be very funny. No word on when the episode will air, however. They're saying production on 30 Rock has been slowed since Tina Fey has decided to run for vice president.
No, that's not her.
The Republican...
That's not her. That's a whole different person. That's the governor of Alaska.
Have you seen her?
Yes.
Tina Fey.
She does look a lot
without
like
the scar.
Without the scar.
Yeah.
It's a scar-free Tina Fey.
Yeah.
Coldplay is going to release a new EP in December. In a couple of months, you'll get new Coldplay music.
They just put out a CD.
They did. Chris Martin says on BBC Radio that there were so many great tracks left over from Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends that they decided to release them to the fans. He wants them to hear them. So they're going to do an EP called Prospects March. And then a brand new Coldplay album will be out at the end of next year, December 09. They're going to release another new CD.
Wow, they're on fire.
So a lot of new music from Coldplay for you fans out there, which is good news. And Amy Winehouse had to cancel a performance Friday night. I know it's hard to believe.
I was just kidding with that bell, by the way.
She had to cancel a big outdoor show in France called Rock on Seine. And
that's not like her.
She said she wasn't well enough to take the stage.
Really?
She's not well enough to be on the planet. Amy's publicist said the cancellation had nothing to do with drugs.
Right, sure.
She just was sick, like anyone would be sick.
She had the flu or something.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like anyone.
She had the heroin flu. That's what they call it. Amy's next big gig is Saturday night when she's set to headline the Bestival Music Festival on the Isle of Wight in the UK. So
she's the headliner.
Hang on to those tickets.
She's the headliner.
Wow.
So put your money down now, folks, on whether she shows up or not.
How long are people going to keep going to concerts and expecting her to be there?
I'm guessing this might be the
last
one.
Maybe this is it, yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Spencer Smith, drummer for Panic! At the Disco, is 21 years old today. Salma Hayek. Talk about your MILFs. Brand new mom, Salma Hayek, is 42 years old today, looking great. Keanu Reeves turns 44. Mark Harmon, who's on NCSI New York.
I don't think that's it.
NCSI. NSIC.
NCIS?
Nickus. Nisnik. Nisnik. Nick. He is 57 years old today. And Terry Bradshaw. That's not funny. He's 50 years old. 60 years older. That's not funny.
No. Nope.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
That's not the retarded one, right? The other one's the retarded one.
You can't really
Where's
tell.
The retarded one? Where's the retarded
Just looking
one?
At
The retarded one is in your crotch.
Kevin and Bean Show, 8 minutes
literally,
after...
Literally, the retarded one's in her crotch.
8 minutes after 7 o'clock. We have a little problem here on the Kevin and Bean Show. One of our family is going over the edge. So we need to really take a look at that. You go to KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean page, and you'll see a picture of Psycho Mike, the dog hoarder.
It's a new series on A&E, I think.
He had one dog.
I'm the dog hoarder.
Which he drove us crazy with. Then he got another dog. Now he's got four dogs.
Well, and by dogs, you mean...
Rats.
Yeah.
That's
They're
what I mean.
So
Harry Paramecium.
Funny.
His beautiful, much too beautiful for him wife, Jenny.
How hot is Jenny?
Is here.
This early in the morning, she's this hot.
Lisa's holding... Is that the retard that she's holding?
No.
That's not the retard. All right. I'd just like to play a little news story, if you don't mind, first.
It sounds like a clear case of a complex called hoarding.
Yeah, one more dog, one more cat, but that one more here and one more there becomes one more than they can truly care for.
That's right. She says the consequences of hoarding are extremely high.
You're talking about animals who have parasites and are passing those parasites from animal to animal and potentially from animal to people.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what's happening to you guys. Now, I understand.
And in this case, the pets are parasites. Like tiny little creatures. They're not even.
So little.
They're
parasites
not
with colors. They're, how do you get colors that small?
They're accessories, basically, is what they are. It's like purses. It's like having a purse. They
now,
just sit there.
To me, two dogs is about the limit to where I would think I would be able to give them enough attention. Right?
Well, it's not just that. It's picking up the
care,
poo.
It's care,
walking
right.
them.
Feeding,
I mean, I have two dogs, and that is as much as I can do.
But right. yours have to have their glands expressed.
Yours has ass problems.
Yeah,
but,
they have ass problems.
But how do you know yours aren't going to? So then, who brought... Did you bring home the dogs, Jenny? Because Mike...
You started the whole thing with the first dog, right? It
yeah.
was your, you insisted on the first dog.
Well, the first one I found literally in a box in downtown L.A.
Oh.
And I couldn't...
Yeah, say, like, no way. No way. I want a dog. No way.
That's
no
what
way.
Mike said.
Mike,
yeah.
I didn't even tell Mike because it was a Chihuahua, and it's his least favorite of all the dogs.
Right.
And I knew that if I called him and it was his nap time and woke him up and said, hey, I'm bringing home a Chihuahua, he would have said, oh, there's no way.
So he said,
you
know, I'll just surprise
there.
Him.
Yeah, exactly.
Excellent.
I come home, the whole family's surrounded by this cute teeny little Chihuahua. Mike wakes up all hair askew, walks out, he's like, whose dog is that? The whole family goes dead silent, looks at me.
Ours?
Yours?
But then, correct me if I'm wrong, he trained it to love only him.
Yes.
Is that the one?
Now it's ridiculous now with
hates
the,
everybody
the,
else.
Lola, the Chihuahua.
She's getting better now that she's forced to realize that she's not the only one in his life. And the more dogs we get, the nicer she gets to other people.
Uh-huh.
But originally
so
for
this is to train
yes.
Lola, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yes,
so
good idea.
You start with one, and now you've got four.
How did that happen?
Why?
Where did two come from?
How did the last two come? Well, first of all, the second one. How'd you get the second one?
Well,
what was that?
Yasmin's sister had an apartment and somebody abandoned their dog and she's looking for a home for it. So she brought it over to see because we, you know, are as big a suckers as she is when
right.
it comes to animals.
So
and
you said, oh, we'll take care of it for a day or two.
And it got along with Lola?
Yeah. Mom? Got along. So we're like, all right.
Okay, that's two.
That's
two. Now that's
how
a lot.
How does three happen?
Well,
three and four came at once.
Three and four came at once because I couldn't sleep and was looking to try and rescue animals on Craigslist and found
get a new
two.
Hobby.
By the way, is rescue animals code for Craigslist? Because there's a lot of stuff on there that I'm not familiar with what
well,
it is.
Well, I did end up with two dogs. You know that I was actually
okay.
in the pet section.
That's true.
Okay.
And they were, you know, the girl couldn't find a home for them because they were brothers and didn't want to separate them. They're only ones from the same litter. And,
plus,
well,
they're super
retarded.
Ugly.
They
one's retarded.
One's
ugly.
Retarded.
One is
I saw
retarded.
The pictures and I went and visited them, and Mike said, as long as it got along with Coco and Lola, then it's okay.
So now you have four dogs.
Four dogs.
Well, yeah.
When does
I
it end?
Know, when they're so little, do they already?
Yes.
It doesn't even count.
Collectively,
really, does
they
it?
Weigh under 25
no,
pounds.
No, it's not the weight. It's the can you spend enough time with each one that where that they're
well,
happy?
I spend
think,
time with all of them.
And
yeah.
I think it,
I don't
it
think
really
dogs
depends.
Are like children.
I think it really depends on the person, too.
Yeah.
A lot of times, I agree that four dogs for one couple probably would be a little bit extreme, but for Jenny and I, it, I don't think it is because we really truly enjoy taking them out and going on walks and doing things with them and making
and they spend time at home,
right? Making a concerted effort to make sure that each dog gets enough attention.
Plus, you've got all that land for them to roam on, which is good.
That's
right?
true.
You've got
your
all that
huge
space.
Yard.
Good. You've got that big mansion.
My
you guys are living
the psycho
this
mansion
dog
is vast.
Needs a room to walk around in once, and it's exhausted.
You guys have a
Look
one bedroom apartment, though. Am I right?
No,
two bedrooms, sir.
But an apartment.
Yeah,
it's
no,
like 1,300 square feet with a big patio.
It's I agree.
Fine.
I mean, you know, for the most part,
that's fining, Lisa. Stop, that's fining. It's not fine.
Lisa would do this in a second.
By
the way,
I have a condo and I have two dogs, and they're fine. We go out and we walk, and
we're the only voice of
I know. For small dogs, especially dogs that small
yards, shouldn't have dogs.
Jenny and I's apartment is like the Hearst Castle. To
you shouldn't have four dogs, Lisa. That's
they're
what I'm saying.
So little.
It doesn't matter what size they are.
It does.
Here's the problem: is that all dog hoarders start off with good intentions. Like Jenny. Oh, look at the picture.
Oh, it's a tarred dog no one will ever take. I'll take it.
So you do it for a good reason. You mean well. And then you start getting dog 5 and 6 and then 7 and 8. And then they come over and they do this news piece from your house.
Animal feces, cat urine, and garbage covered the floors of every room in this home.
Yep.
They found 20 cats and 7 dogs covered in feces.
That's what's going to happen. You start off, you mean well. You just want to help rescue dogs. And then the next thing you know, Channel 4 is out in front of your house.
Actually, urine and feces covering Mike's floor would be an improvement over what he's usually covering his floor.
Aww. See, I'm just trying to, you know, mix it up a little bit.
That's sad.
Look at these creatures. They just shake and just stand there.
It's chilly in here.
It's not chilly. They're damaged.
They're retarded.
They're damaged breed.
And ugly. That's the problem. That's the real problem is that they're ugly. Oh, Jenny's just like that. She's going to beat me up. You can see a picture at Psycho Mike the Dog Hoarder at krock.com on the Kevin and Bean page. We're going to take calls from people who have a spouse or significant other that seems to hoard animals.
Are you done? Is 4 enough?
No, she's
I think
never 4 done.
Is enough. I think if we get any more, I will actually find a home for them instead of keeping them.
That's a lie.
That's what Mike said about
yourself and to us.
That's what Mike said about 3 and 4, by the way, is that you were just going to keep them long enough to you find a home. I was like, no way are you going to get rid of them. No way.
Oh, and that's exactly what happened is that Jenny knew that if I spent enough time with them, I would have to keep them because I'm super animal sucker. So,
wait a minute, you're an animal sucker too?
That's not what he meant at all.
That's why I had to get boys this time.
And an animal sucker?
No
wonder you have so many dogs, you freak.
Jenny knew that I have a soft spot in my heart only for animals. So she knew if she could convince me to keep them just for a couple days. It was only a matter of time before they were
right, but that's fine. But that's going to be the same story with 5 and 6. And then you're on your way, dude. Well, yeah.
This is the way I get him to stay around because I know that animals come way, way above me in any line of, you know, seniority and priority. Yeah. So the more animals, you know, the more opt I am to stay around because I take care of them.
The thing that worries me the most, and I was talking about this with my wife last night, is that I'm starting more and more on my trek to become Bean. And animals I get, the more I become him. And I'm like, this is bad.
I'm sure Bean at one time had one dog, now, then two dogs, then 4 dogs, then a cow, then a goat, then a sheep,
when you guys go to move, you're going to have to take into account now that you have a bunch of animals.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not going to be able to move into another apartment. I mean.
But most apartments, once if you allow, they allow 1 or 2 dogs.
They'll have 4
well,
or 8
don't count.
Or 12.
They just sit there and sleep.
Right, they're puppies, but they're going to.
No, they're full grown.
That's full grown.
Yes.
That is BS. That's a BS dog. That's not a dog.
They're a year and a half.
All right, 1-800-520-1067. If your significant other won't stop bringing home animals and what that's doing to your house, I think we'd like to talk to you. And we'd like a vet to come down to the station and take these.
With a needle.
No.
Take these dogs away.
Take them out.
Permanently. We'll take your calls when we get back.
The odor was unbearable. The conditions, living conditions inside the trailer were uninhabitable.
Yeah.
You guys should move into a trailer.
That's the way it, you should move into
You'd
a trailer.
Be a trailer couple with your menagerie of animals.
Psycho Mike and his wife Jenny is in the studio here, and they have dog 3 and 4 now, and that's not a good sign because they live in an apartment. They are tiny, yes.
Yeah.
Ugly. Still animals.
They're ugly.
They're hideous.
They got bug eyes.
They got going for them.
One of them's retarded. Has the middle name Manning for Eli Manning, which I think is good. But we thought we'd talk to some K-Rock listeners who have walked down this path before. Let's start with Jim in Thousand Oaks. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Jim.
Wife, girlfriend, friend. Who has all the pets?
My girlfriend's friend fosters cats.
Okay.
Fosters cats.
Yeah, she has about 12 of them.
Oh! 12 cats.
Yeah, they're not hers. She just keeps them and then people come and adopt them.
But do people come and adopt them?
Yes.
They do, okay.
Yeah, she recycles through a bunch of cats.
She recycles them.
Just brings them to cans or bottles.
Oh, you guys, think of the fur.
They all live in a room.
In one room?
Yeah. Her parents won't stand having it in the rest of her house.
Oh, see, that's what's going to happen to you guys.
Gas mask. Serious.
She's never going to go on a date, is she?
I don't think so.
No. That's her family right there, those cats.
That's the only upside of Jenny and Mike's situation is at least they're dogs. If there were four cats, it'd be even more unbearable.
Oh, no question. Yeah. No question.
Cats blow.
But four dogs is really just step two. I mean, they're really moving along quickly. Sarah in Highland, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Good.
Well, I got that guy beat. I have 14 cats and 9 dogs.
Oh, Sarah.
You have 14 cats and 9 dogs.
Yes, how did this happen?
Well, when we moved into the house, there was a couple of cats there. We made the mistake of feeding them. They were just strays.
Yeah.
And, of course, they just kept on getting pregnant and getting pregnant. We're getting those 6 now, by the way. And
good work. Getting around to that, aren't you, Sarah?
Now that you have 23 pets, you're getting around to it. All right.
I know how sad is that, huh?
And the dogs?
But what about the other 12 dogs, 12 cats and 9 dogs?
Well, the 9 dogs, that happened because we had 2, and then the neighbor came home with 2 that he was going to take to a pound. I don't know where he got them from. And we're like, you can't do that, you know? So we took them in, and then the 2 females got pregnant, and they had 4 dogs each, 4 puppies, and so we kept them.
Okay, Sarah? You know that they can help that now with the whole pregnancy thing.
Well, that's what we're doing now.
It's too late.
I know.
You had 4 dogs that had 4 dogs each. It's a little late.
But it's very expensive, and luckily I was able to find places that help with spayed and neutering. They give vouchers and stuff, and so that's what we're doing now.
Really,
doesn't
not
the
as
ASPCA
expensive as feeding 9 dogs.
Like, for practically nothing?
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Doesn't the ASPCA do it for practically nothing?
Yeah, well, no. They still charge.
Yeah, but what's it, like $10 an animal or something?
Plus all their shots.
Don't have animals if you can't afford them, Sarah.
Well, that's what I'm thinking is...
I'm not going to give them to the pound so they could kill them.
But you're going to have 38 dogs in one room living together.
No.
Do you have a husband or girlfriend or boyfriend or something?
I have a husband.
What?
Oh, that's where is he on all this? Where is he putting his foot down?
Well, we both feel the same way about the animals.
Oh,
I can totally see what.
Again, I'm going to say comes from a good place, loves animals, wants to take care of them. Maybe doing the wrong thing, perhaps. Perhaps.
But they were born with us, so they love us.
Yeah, it's true. If they're born, you got to keep them. That's the law of nature right there.
She's getting them fixed. She's going to deal with her problem.
Now that she has 14 cats and 9 dogs, she's thinking about getting them fixed.
If they're born on your property, you have to keep them. That is the law.
That is the law. That's true, yeah. Jenny, do you hear that?
See what happens?
You hear that story? Were you paying attention?
Well, no, she's playing with her...
That's why my girls are fixed. There's going to be no more.
Okay.
They're responsible. Yes. Okay. And I'm getting the boys fixed and no more. See, I get them, at least they're fixed right away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you think you're completely different than all these people. Okay, Jenny. All right.
You need to believe.
Conrad in La Puente. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Conrad.
You had a neighbor?
I have my uncle.
Yeah.
That started off with like, I don't know, 6 dogs, mm-hmm. Chihuahuas. And 10 years passed, he had about 80 to about 100 inside his bungalow, one-bedroom
apartment.
One-bedroom apartment, 80 to 100 dogs.
Yeah, you should have seen it. You ever seen those birds that fly around in flocks?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like really compact, that's the way it looked.
It was a flock of chihuahuas?
Chihuahuas. And talk about retarded. Some of them, I mean, look like, wiener dogs.
Why didn't he have them fixed?
He was raising them and selling them for like $200 each.
Well, he wasn't selling enough of them.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, so he was trying to make money.
Yeah, he was selling them, but he started getting attached to them.
He had 80 to 100 dogs.
That's like mental illness right there.
Until the animal control came and said that he had to have a license for each one of them.
You hear that, guys? Do you hear that?
Hear? Animal control has been knocking on your door one of these days.
Mike, Jenny, do you hear this?
You're shooting
80 dogs.
Shooting tear gas with a SWAT team.
In 2 years, you guys are going to have 80 dogs. You just don't know it yet. You're walking down that path is what I'm saying.
That's why we're getting them fixed. All these stories come from people not fixing them.
Right, but it also comes from the...
Well, these weren't born and you keep collecting them.
It also comes from the, I really want to help, I want to rescue dogs, which is good.
I got attached to him.
That's good, but then it gets bad because you're going to be a hoarder. And the news is going to be outside of your house. And we're going to tip them off. And give them your address.
Aww.
Is this it?
This is it. You swear.
That's a lie.
Until we move to a house and then I start getting like pigs and...
Yeah,
this is it for me. I cannot speak for him.
I was going to buy a pig the other day, and then the guy told me how big it would get full size. I was like, I can't do this. So.
Talk to Bean about that before young
Bean.
You
are
it.
Young Bean.
No,
sir.
That's a good plan. Yeah. You in your apartment to buy a pig.
I thought it was going to be like one of those George Clooney potbelly pigs, and I was like, oh, 20 pounds, 60 pounds. He's like, this one will get to be about 200 to 300 pounds. I was like, oh, I better wait till I get a house.
Was this before or after?
But it'd be
the
shredded,
dogs?
Though, right? It'd be ripped. It'd be a ripped pig.
Yeah. This was after the dogs?
This was on my way home from Omar's birthday party in Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
I saw pigs for sale. I was like, pulled over.
See the problem here?
I hope this pack kills and eats you in your sleep. No. It's the only way to help.
I hope they do. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. Ouch. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 7:39.
David Duchovny is in rehab for sex addiction.
And where did the story come that it was porn?
Well, the New York Post today is reporting that they believe they have details regarding his sex addiction, saying that it was a porn addiction that forced him to go into rehab. Now, this is just speculation.
They're just guessing.
From some source they claim to have. But I don't know much about sex addiction in terms of what you need to do in order to control it or conquer it, because it's not one of those addictions where you can just stop doing whatever the problem is, right? Like gambling or drinking or something like that. It's more like overeating or something where you have to learn how to control it. And I have no idea how they would go about rehabbing someone with that problem.
That's why we have the smartest man in the world on the phone. Dr. Drew, good morning.
Hi, gentlemen. Good morning. Hey, listen, I got to say, I just love the way Ralph couched that intro, which was, he doesn't know anything about how to stop this kind of
thing. Right, that's right. I know all about the addiction.
Right. He doesn't know anything about the actuality.
I just can't imagine everyone wanting to stop it. That's the problem, Drew.
I got it, Ralph. It was very carefully selected language there.
I've hosted Loveline before, and every single time somebody calls and has a question, everybody just looks at Drew like, I sure hope you have the answer because I don't have any idea. And Drew always has the answer. So, Dr. Drew, tell us about sex addiction.
Well, it's actually, particularly as it pertains to pornography, considered one of the most rapidly growing diagnostic categories in the country today. There's actually a center in Torrance, the Delamo Treatment Center, that has some specialists that treat specifically this.
Really?
There's an organization called SASH, the Society for the Advancement of Sexual Health, which has been looking at this for many years, and it's actually quite a common problem. It usually is preceded by some form of sexual trauma in childhood, like sexual abuse. And it's also usually associated with some family history of addiction. So it's that sort of the combo of the injury with the genetic potential sets you up for it.
See, when I hear a story that says a guy went into rehab for sex addiction and then it's porn, I just think, well, that's a cover story. I mean, that has to be what...
That's what I'm thinking.
What
they don't
want everybody
admit that he's been...
Right,
around.
And we like him. I don't mean to talk that poorly about him, but it seems like it. Where it had to come from.
How does it manifest itself, Dr. Drew, if there's a sexual addiction?
All right, hold on. Let me get two things first. Right. A, yes, you can never believe what's in the press. It's all distorted. It's all manipulated. Who the hell knows what's really going on here? Number one. Number two, the porn addiction we're talking about usually goes into some sort of what they call flesh meeting. It usually eventually devolves into the use of prostitution and strippers and all that kind of stuff. It usually goes there.
Hey, wait a minute. There's nothing wrong with strippers.
As we started this conversation, you guys said you don't know how to stop this problem. You know all about the problem.
That's right. We know how to wallow in it.
Right.
Yeah.
But the fact is that that's where it usually goes, and that's when it usually comes to someone's attention, and that's when they kind of stop it. But as it pertains to the visual imagery and stuff, you got to remember, I mean, that computer sits in everyone's home, and it's like having a crack pipe sitting there for guys that have this problem.
Drew, isn't it a sort of a debate in your community whether this is an actual addiction or whether it's just an overindulgence because of there's so much access to that kind of stuff?
For given cases, that goes on, but no, it's an actual formal category now. The problem is that because this has become a category, people start sort of bleeding into other areas and using the term addiction very casually as it pertains to other behaviors. But as it goes to this area, this is really the real deal. And the question is, where it gets foggy is, does someone particularly have this as a primary problem? Because it's very common with other addictions.
Right. Oh, I see. So it usually accompanies some other type of addiction.
Exactly. Some people theorize that 85% of addicts have some form of sexual addiction as well.
Now, I picture sex rehab as a group of people sitting around sharing.
Hang on, stop.
And the dudes looking at the girls going, hey, you're hot. And the girls going, yeah, I'll meet you afterwards.
Here's the deal. I don't want to hear how you imagine sexual treatment, Kevin. I really don't.
Kevin imagines it a good place to pick up chicks. That's what
I'm saying. You know that they're hot and they're ready for sex.
Well, if you saw, did you see Blades of Glory? They made fun of that.
That's right.
Girls, yeah, and it was actually a fairly interesting, you know, satire. And it is a problem, obviously, of people with sexual addiction. Just like the problem we have, you know, heroin addicts together. They bring heroin, somebody's using, they start sharing.
Right.
It's the same risk of any other addiction sort of going bad.
So how do you treat it, Drew?
Here's the deal. When you have addictions of all types are specific to a particular region of the brain, and it's a part of the brain that sets all motivational priorities. It's your survival system. So we're talking about changing extremely powerful drives. And the only thing I have ever seen that really causes a sustained change in behavior is a 12-step process. And so, yes, it ends up being a 12-step approach in most cases of sexual addiction and a lot of therapy because there's usually some very, very heavy trauma and shame issues underlying.
We know. Everybody was touched when they're eight. We know, Drew. We know.
everybody in the room there, yeah.
Are the 12 steps any different for sex addiction than they are for regular?
Well, they're different in that, you know, the it's like food addictions, too. You can't be completely abstinent, or if there is periods of abstinence, it's not expected to be sustained forever, and that's what makes it a little dicey. So it really becomes about experiencing sexuality outside of the frame of using it as a means of regulating emotions or getting arousal. Sexuality becomes more part of an intimate relationship than just this expression of arousal.
So there's another expression for sex other than just dealing with the arousal?
No, I'm not saying that well. Thank you, Ralph, for putting me completely on the spot with this. But what I'm saying is that sex becomes a part of an intimate encounter, a relationship, rather than separated and something that a behavior that gets used like a drug.
I see.
I got you.
How do we know if, say, for example, Psycho Mike, who looks at porn all day, is an addict? Is there a number of times, like, say, masturbation, like 20 a day?
Well, as it pertains to Psycho Mike, I don't know how to even address that.
It's the least of his problems, really.
Right,
you're right.
Right. I mean, let's, the guy's doing fine. Give him a break.
Okay. All right.
But in terms of how you define any addiction, it's really by the consequences. It's not by the amount and the severity so much. Is it affecting your relationships, financial, work or school, legal problems, or health problems? If one of those areas are beginning to develop and you continue, and by the way, you have a genetic heritage, well, that's addiction.
Right.
All right.
So the key is just to create a life for yourself where those consequences don't really affect you. And
right.
Then just keep humping.
Right. Model yourself up to Ralph.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's not a problem as long as you can build yourself a life where it all fits in.
I like it. All right. All right, Dr. Drew. You always have the answer, dude. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate all right.
Thanks, Drew.
Talk to you later. Bye. All week long, we have tickets for you to go to the MTV Video Music Awards. And we're going to give you your tickets in the 8 o'clock hour this morning.
Great.
So keep listening for your chance to win. Plus, we'll talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. First, Ralph Garman is here with a look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Let's talk about the top 10 movies at the box office over the Labor Day weekend, shall we? Tropic Thunder still holding on to the number one slot with $11.5 million. Five new movies opened this weekend, but none of them broke the $10 million mark, so that made Tropic Thunder number one once again.
How long has it been since the number one movie only made $11 million? It's been months, hasn't it?
I can't remember last time the number one was
grossing long before
so poorly.
Batman.
Yeah. Babylon AD, the new Vin Diesel movie, came in number two with $9.7 million. That's unexpected. I don't think anyone would have guessed Babylon AD would be number two.
I didn't even understand what it was about.
Ever.
I didn't get it.
He is Trollope. And Trollope has to bring the girl with the death virus somewhere.
And protect her so that everyone can get the death virus?
I don't know.
Somehow
know.
He saves mankind.
I'm confused.
La, la, la.
The Dark Knight. La, la, la. Save mankind.
Whatever.
The Dark Knight was number three. Broke $500 million this weekend, by the way. It's the second largest grossing film in all of history, right behind Titanic. Then House Bunny, Traitor, Death Race, Disaster Movie, Mamma Mia, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Pineapple Express, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona rounding out the top 10. That Vicky Cristina Barcelona
as far as Woody Allen movies go, must be a pretty big hit because it's been in the top 10 for weeks now.
You get Scarlett Johansson making out with a chick.
I think you got a winner on your hands right there. Congratulations to James Gandolfini, Tony Soprano, and his fiancée, Deborah Lynn. Got married Saturday in her hometown of Honolulu, Hawaii.
He's a fake.
No, he is not.
That's Tony Soprano. That's not him.
The reception was at a nearby resort for 200 people. It was a big feast, which included a wide selection of Italian food, including cannolis. Leave the gun. Take the cannolis, I always say. That's a good mix. Some poi and cannolis and whatever the hell they were eating there in Honolulu.
Poo-poo platter.
Exactly.
Exactly
a great place for Italian food, Honolulu. But what do I know? It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. Let me give you a heads up of what's available on DVD. You can pick up And Then She Found Me.
What is that?
I have no idea, but it stars Matthew Broderick, Colin Firth, Helen Hunt, and Bette Midler.
Oh, dear God.
Seems like I should know what that is.
Yeah. Sounds like it should come with a vial of estrogen that you must shoot up with before you watch the film.
Bette Midler is my poison. I would not ever see her in a movie on purpose.
I think Helen Hunt directed that.
Did she?
Yeah.
Well, she should stop. Married Life with Pierce Brosnan.
Don't know what that is.
On DVD. That was an independent feature film about the 50s. I think it was the two married couples dealing with married life in the 50s.
What else you got?
I got Ballet Shoes with Emma Watson.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no.
I got The Promotion with Sean William Scott and John C. Reilly.
What's going on here?
Those are your DVDs available today. TV on DVD. The Office Season 4 is available.
Okay, there you go.
Life, which is a TV series that Lisa and I have both been raving about over there on NBC. It's one of my favorite new shows of last fall.
Is it coming back?
It is coming back. The first season is available on DVD if you want to catch up and see it. I recommend it highly, as is Eli Stone, the complete first season of that show from ABC. If you want to check
like that show.
New CDs in stores today. The Chemical Brothers have a best-of CD called Brotherhood that you can pick up as well. That Lucky Old Son by Brian Wilson is released today.
Yeah.
Oh, so glad Bean's not here so we don't have to talk about freaking Brian Wilson and his retarded sandbox music that he's still inflicting on the world.
Does Brian have a comment about his music?
This is my best album I've made since I made an album out of my poop.
Yeah, that's what Brian Wilson had to say.
Something.
Freaking Brian Wilson fried his brains on LSD and now wants us to buy his CDs. No, sir, I say. And finally, something we can get behind. Yes, it's the New Kids on the Block back together again. Their reunion CD called The Block. Yo.
Really?
Is out in stores today, and I knew you wouldn't want to miss an opportunity to catch up with the New Kids, so I'm going to play you some clips from the new CD. Here is their new single. Called Single.
That's the name
of it. How adventurous for NKOTB.
Word.
The New Kids. Here's a little taste of Single.
Baby, I'ma be your boyfriend. Pretty mama, if you're single. Single. You don't gotta be alone tonight. So why did DJ play this single? Single.
Really? Really?
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
If you're single, have the DJ play the single? Really?
Wow.
Really? That's
new? I'm going to be your baby tonight if you sing. Is that a human voice on that recording, or is it something? Is it played by a Casio?
Text the landline.
I think it's old, though. Doesn't it sound like their...
It sounds like...
first CD or whatever.
Sounds like New Edition from the early 80s.
Yeah.
Big Girl Now is another track off this album. That's Lady Gaga featured on that track.
She didn't have to tell us.
Lord.
We recognize Lady Gaga anywhere.
Just in Time, their new song, Summertime, is also on this CD. Just in time to put down the convertible and turn on the heater and listen to some football. Here's Summertime.
I was like, hey girl, can I get your number? I remember what you told me to. Don't call after 10, but you know that I did. Cause I couldn't stop thinking about you. Think about you in the summertime.
That's,
I think it was written by Denny Blaze, that particular track.
That's horrible.
And here's the one we've been saving for last. It is New Kids on the Block in a duet with New Edition.
What?
Set the Wayback Machine for full service. You don't have to be nervous. I'm going to give you full service.
That's a filthy, dirty, disgusting, naughty song.
And
if
bad.
You really listen to the lyrics. That's
right, yeah. But on top of that, it sounds horrible.
Oh, yeah.
It's there's like that. A parody song. It sounds like someone's doing a parody of boy bands.
Wow, they didn't hilarious. Update their sound at all, did they?
Not even a little bit. If you buy the CD, you will die.
I think that's true.
I'm just guessing. Today's celebrity birthdays. Terry Bradshaw turned 60 years old today. Mark Harmon from NCIS is 57. Keanu Reeves turns 44. Salma Hayek turns 42. Spencer Smith of Panic at the Disco is 21. And here's a real quick email I wanted to read. Give out some birthday love. Okay, so I'm not a celebrity, the email starts, except maybe in my own mind. And even in there, I'm like the Todd Bridges of my own subconscious.
That hurts.
However, that does not change the fact that 32 years ago today, Gloria Rivers blessed the earth with a dyslexic baby boy who she so affectionately named Anel.
Anel
Rivers.
Despite the fact that Anel is obviously a Latin woman's name, it somehow fit. So how about a little birthday love, my man? I mean, I know I'm no Dewan, but come on. Anel Rivers, businessman, entrepreneur, and friend of the show, is 32 years old today.
Anel, the whole gotta be black.
Happy birthday, Anel. We wish you all the best, and hope you have a great day. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
All week long, we have tickets for the VMAs, the MTV Video Music Awards, which are this Sunday night. Paramore is performing.
Yeah.
And if you would like to play Licked Lisa, we're going to have a very special MTV Video Music Award edition coming up in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
At 1-800-520-1067. We were just talking about Babylon AD and how it was the second movie this weekend.
Yeah, came in number two.
And Vin Diesel is in it. And I got to tell you, I really don't have any idea what this movie's about. I know that there's people and there's somebody that they got to smuggle and she's sick and if she's going to save the world and he's her bodyguard. I don't have any idea. So we thought we would bring in Vin Diesel to the program. Good morning, Vin.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Very good. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Congratulations on your second place finish.
Yeah, it's not a surprise that Babylon AD is a smash hit, considering it's one of the greatest films ever made.
Well,
one of the greatest films ever made.
Yeah, obviously people are responding to it because it's an amazing film.
It made like $9 million?
That's right. That's right.
Not really.
They were the big boys.
That's not really up with any big boys.
It's a matter of time before we're passing the Dark Knight.
I don't. You think you're on your way to $500 million?
Easily. Greatest, one of the greatest movies ever made.
What is this about? I'm sorry, but I just haven't been able to zero in on it.
It's a tale in the Shakespearean style, really, is what it is.
Oh, really?
Shakespearean style.
Yes, it's a grand epic about man's inhumanity to man. It's very much like Hamlet. When he had to face Polonius, when he saw the ghost of his father.
I don't think it's anything like that. Isn't it about some dude named Turup who has to help some chick
Turup.
Named...
Turup, first of all.
Who has to help Aurora?
That's right.
But why?
And when I say Aurora, you can obviously think Antigone.
I don't think so.
It's very much like The Merchant of Venice, and I am like a modern-day Shylock.
Merchant.
Right, listen, I know a little bit more about Shakespeare than you do, okay?
Why is there music playing behind you?
Because I'm in my study. I'm in my library.
You have a study?
Where I work the classics. Where I read the classics over and over again so I can instill all my performances with classical themes and behaviors, much like Babylon AD.
How did you work that into Babylon AD?
Well, in Babylon AD, I'm a mercenary,
right?
Who lives in the future?
Sure.
Okay.
Who has to take Aurora once again, i.e., Antigone, who has a deadly virus inside of her that's going to kill all mankind.
Okay.
I have to take her in a submarine through the Bering Strait.
Why? Why don't you just kill her?
Because we have to go to New York from Kazakhstan.
But why don't you kill her if she has?
Yeah.
Because something important,
a disease that's going
to happen,
destroy all mankind.
Much like in Love's Labor's Lost by William Shakespeare.
Nothing like
where
that.
Someone has to recognize that all's well that ends well.
So you have to take her in a submarine.
Well, we make a trek. across the world.
Okay.
In order to get her to New York City so that all of mankind has to be saved. And my character, a man who previously only thought about himself,
sure,
now has to consider the bigger ramifications.
Oh, did you learn a very valuable lesson?
Much like the two gentlemen of Verona have to when they make up their mind to save the world from a deadly virus. Just like Macbeth did when he had to make the decision whether to kill the king or to save the world from a deadly virus in the future.
There's no virus in those stories.
Maybe you should reread Macbeth, because there absolutely is a deadly virus in that.
I don't remember
out,
that.
Out, deadly virus.
Vin, I don't think
you... Famous line from Macbeth.
Is that the line?
Yes. Is this a deadly virus I see before me? The handle towards my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I have thee not, and yet I see thee still, deadly virus.
Hey,
I will save the world from the deadly virus. So saith Julius Caesar. Hey. Right, Romeo? You got that, Juliet. It's all right there in the papers. Look it up.
Hey, Vin.
Kind of confusing.
Yeah.
I don't think Babylon 80 is anything like Shakespeare.
It's a lot like Shakespeare, first of all. And second of all, shut up. Because
okay.
That's right. No, wow, 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 wow.
What's happening?
You ever notice I sound like a didgeridoo?
That's true.
That's what I do here in my study.
Your normal talking is like a didgeridoo?
I entertain myself with didgeridoo impressions. Just like Antony and Cleopatra did in their classic tragedy.
They didn't do that. They did that at the beginning of Survivor, I know, one season.
Much like Titus Andronicles. What's
his name?
Titus Andronicus. He did that when he was talking to Othello. He said, no, wow, wow, wow.
Nope.
Wow,
doesn't appear anywhere in Shakespeare.
And Othello said, hey, Iago, back off. Or else the deadly virus will kill
everyone.
There's no
virus in any of those.
Why don't you read Shakespeare, lady?
Shakespeare.
Do you have a study?
No one has a study.
So. Shut up, then.
Who has a study?
I have a study.
You don't have a study.
Would you like a snifter of brandy?
You're Vin Diesel. You don't have... No, I wouldn't.
Would you like some of my pipe?
No.
Whoa.
That's what she said.
Nice participation, people.
Wow. We're going on the road like the Osmonds.
MTV Video Music Awards are this Sunday night. We have your tickets. You're going to have to earn them, though, with a little game we like to call Lick Lisa.
Oh.
Can you lick Lisa? I think you'll find it's hard. But if you do lick Lisa, something hot's waiting for you.
Yeah. Lick, lick Lisa, lick.
We haven't rewritten that rule. Yeah, we're just kidding.
It's not
about that,
ironic.
Right?
It's ironic. Feel free.
All right, we have Miss Cleo in the room. We have Jasmine in the room, who's our intern. And we have, I can't say her real name, I know.
And no, that's her real name.
That is her real name.
You can't say the other name.
Can't say her nickname. And we have producer Alex in the room. So they're all going to lick
the all-lady edition of Lick Lisa.
Kevin demanded
well,
that they
I'm
all
saying,
come
in.
I don't know. Kevin's been extra pervy since the sex addiction break.
I think so, Dr. Drew.
How dare you?
Kevin needs some new spank material.
How dare you?
He's going to log this in his memory. Log this in his memory.
All right. We have one pair of tickets for Sunday night's VMAs. We are going to do an MTV version of Lick Lisa. So, which means the questions will start having something to do with MTV,
but the VMAs
will probably end a long way away. So let's begin with Robert in Covino, according to the phone screener. Good morning, Robert.
Covino. Robert, here's how we play the game. We're going to ask Lisa a question that has a numerical answer. You have to say higher, lower, or spot on regarding what she responds with, okay?
Okay.
That's all you have to do. Simple. Let her answer first.
All right, Lisa. Kid Rock is performing at this year's VMAs. The Rock was recently featured in Get Smart, and Zuma Nesta Rock is the second son of Gwen Stefani. To date, how many No Doubt studio albums have been released?
Oh, an actual question that someone who knew something could answer?
From the VMAs.
Not that that's me.
We need you to give us a number of how many No Doubt studio albums have been released.
Five.
Robert, would you say higher, lower, or right on?
Let's go with lower.
Laura's correct. Nicely done. It's four.
It's four?
It's four.
I was close, and yet I must be licked.
Yes, you must.
Yes, you've licked Lisa Robert. Congratulations.
Oh, right on the neck. Okay.
Nice. You're in the drawing for our tickets to the
MTV
Music Awards.
All right, then.
Who's up next?
Deanna in Long Beach. Good morning.
Good morning. Hi, ladies.
Good morning.
All right, Deanna. Here's a question for Lisa May. Lisa, at 19 years old, VMA presenter McLovin is younger than 54-year-old McDonald's, which is still younger than presidential nominee John McCain. How old is McCain?
Oh, I think he's 72.
All right, Deanna, higher, lower, or is she right on?
Higher.
Higher is incorrect.
No, she's right on. He is 72 years old.
72.
Look at me go. Woo!
How about that? All right, easy.
Take it easy.
You didn't lick Lisa. Sorry.
Does Lisa now lick Jasmine, or how does this?
No,
doesn't work.
No,
no one gets licked.
No licking when there's no winner.
Catherine in Monterey Park. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Catherine, listen up, Lisa. King of Mexico has a crush on VMA performer and nominee Paramore.
Uh huh.
How much did he actually pay for his signature Paramore fingerless gloves? How much did he pay for his gloves, Lisa?
I think it was like $15.
$15. Sorry, Catherine. That? Higher, lower, or is that right on?
I trust Lisa. She should know, so right on.
Sorry, it's lower. It's $10.
$10.
Yeah, what a bargain, huh?
Yeah.
By the way, he was rocking the Paramore sunglasses when we went to Chicago for Lollapalooza. He's got every item they've ever put out. All right, let's go to Johnny in Palmdale. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning.
Hey, Johnny.
Lisa, the Ting Tings are nominated for Video of the Year. Dong Dong was China's breakout Olympic trampoline star. Ling Ling is Japan's oldest giant panda and sadly passed away this year. How old was Ling Ling when he passed away, Lisa?
26.
26. Higher, lower, or is she right on, Johnny?
Lower.
Lower is correct. 22 and a half.
Oh.
Close, though. Nicely done. You lick Lisa.
Come along and lick.
You've licked Lisa.
Sorry about the sunblock,
it's time
girls.
To lick Lisa. Lick. Yeah. Lick, you bitches.
Don't you look at. Don't you point at each
lick
other.
You whore bitches.
I'm sorry.
Is Miss Cleo reluctant to do anything?
She's always.
All she does is sit there and spell badly. Yeah. That's all she does on our show now.
Let's go Vino and sit there.
All right. Miss Cleo is our next licker by herself.
All right.
Let's go to Daryl.
It didn't used to be a punishment, by the way, to get to lick Lisa.
I put sunblock on. I don't taste it.
We've done it.
We like it to be a punishment for Lisa. We want to bring in like Puya and Browse.
Right, but none
like
of them
that,
are here.
Oh, God.
All right, Daryl and Pomona, good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
Here you go, Daryl. Here's Lisa's question. On the Paramount lot in Los Angeles, Pink will be singing live at the VMAs. At the Hard Rock in Las Vegas, Pink Taco will be serving up tasty carne asada. In Southern California, Pinkberry will be creating addicts at how many locations? How many locations of Pinkberry are there in Southern California, Lisa?
22. Higher, lower, or is she right on, Daryl?
I want to say lower.
No more.
Sorry, 45.
45? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
A lot of pink out there.
Too bad, too, because Gouda came in to lick. Which I think is
not like, Gouda. Gouda is not like...
Not right now.
No, you don't lick yet. Someone has to lick Lisa for you to do it.
Gouda was looking at us like, now? Can I lick her now?
No, I'm sorry, you can't.
We got to have somebody get it right. Let's go to Christy in Los Angeles. Good morning, Christy.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Christy.
Hey, Christy, listen up. Lisa?
Yes.
8-time Olympic gold medal winner Michael Phelps is a presenter at this year's VMA show. The Chinese Olympic water cube took 4 years to build and holds how many seats?
Oh, my God.
How many seats in the Chinese Olympic water cube? Water cube's a sex position, too, isn't it?
I've heard that,
give her the old water cube. Yeah, it is hard to do.
5,000.
5,000 seats in the water cube.
Christy, is the answer higher, lower, or is she right on?
Higher.
Higher is correct. Yes.
17,000.
17,000. That's more.
Yes. Right, Gouda. You've licked Lisa. Go, go. Oh, yeah.
Man. You got some face.
Oh.
He licked her under the chin and practically swallowed her whole head. That was scary.
I think he was checking for an Adam's apple. I'm just saying.
Okay, right?
All right, we have time for one more. Let's go to Zeba.
I think it's dripping.
Zeba.
That's what she said.
It's not the first time Lisa's chin's been dripping.
I don't know what that means. Zeba, good morning.
Zeba. What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, Zeba?
Zebra's a library attendant. That does not seem like a good job.
Oh,
it's
fun. Yeah. All right. Zebra, listen up. Lisa, here's your question.
All right.
British comedian Russell Brand is the master of ceremonies for this year's VMAs. He starred with Kristen Bell in Forgetting Sarah Marshall, which was set in Hawaii. On August the 21st, 1959, Hawaii was admitted into the United States as which state?
Lisa?
The 50th?
50th, all right.
The 50th,
Zebra, all right. Is it higher, lower, or is she right on?
Right on.
Right on.
Oh. Right on.
I so wanted you to say higher.
No.
It was the 51st state. Hawaii is the 50th state, of which there are 50. Congratulations. You licked Lisa.
Nicely done.
Someone licked Lisa.
All right, Gouda. Gouda and Miss Cleo. Oh, that was a lot of licking going on right there. I'm sorry, what else?
It was a gang lick.
All right, Psycho Mike is going to do the drawing, and we are going to have a winner.
To the 2008 MTV VMAs. Who's our lucky winner?
Zebra!
Zebra!
Zebra! You won. Yes! Congratulations.
Yes.
And thank you for playing Lick Lisa.
Lick, lick Lisa. Lick, lick Lisa. But keep clear of her. But
we are proud to welcome Harvey Levin back to the program. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys.
Harvey, of course.
Hi, Harvey.
From TMZ.com.
Harvey, of course, very bold in announcing that his 17-year-old daughter is, in fact, pregnant and that she's going to have the baby and get married. So
that
was very brave of you, Harvey.
You see the pictures?
Yes.
Yes.
We're putting up one now on our site. It'll link to yours, of course, TMZ. But this vice presidential nominee and her daughter, who's pregnant now, and these pictures of her partying, the douchebag holding the whiskey bottle, and
her flashing gang signs.
Gang signs. It's the
best.
Unbelievable.
It's the best.
We got 22 of them up on the site. I mean, she knows how to party.
I went through every picture. I was like, there's one where another girl's like licking her mouth, and she really is just having a time.
Who could have guessed
it's so much better than just the GOP party?
Yes, you know? It is.
Who could have guessed this 17-year-old would get pregnant before she graduated?
Yeah.
Sure couldn't see that coming.
I mean, I don't know how you guys feel about it. I have mixed feelings about it. On the one hand, you know, Obama's coming out and saying, hey, this has nothing to do with, you know, with her kid.
Right. Right.
I don't know whether it does or doesn't. I got to say.
I think it proves that abstinence-only education works, if that's what you're suggesting.
Yeah. Certainly worked in her household.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, the funny thing is we're just about to put this up, too. It's like, you know the movie Juno?
Yeah. Sure. Juno.
You feeling any irony here?
Yeah.
Juno, Alaska?
Yeah.
The sequel?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's unbelievable. The pictures that you have up, and I can't imagine this is going to bode well for her, but good.
Well, did you see, I literally fell off my sofa last night. Did you see, I can't even believe I'm asking this, Larry King?
I watched it last night, Harvey.
Oh, no, but I taped it. Why?
Well, there's this great moment where there's this actually very pretty Republican congresswoman who is just total deer in the headlights saying, oh, yeah, she's really qualified. And then Larry King is so incredulous, he can't hold back his contempt. And he says, why? And she says, she literally says on the air, we've got this on the site, too. She says, well, you know, she forced the National Guard to sell one of its planes on eBay, and they got money for it. And James Carville looks and says, well, I didn't know that, you know, that the qualification for even being vice president is selling a plane on eBay. You just hear Larry just cracking up in the background.
It was great. Apparently, when she took office, she sold the governor's private plane, I guess the old governor's plane, and she sold it on eBay, and that was one of her qualifications to be vice president, according to this congresswoman with Permigrin.
You have to know how to work eBay. That's true. Now, tell us about the redneck boyfriend that supposedly...
his MySpace page, right? That was up.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, I mean, the fact is, are they kind of normal 17-year-old kids? I think so.
Sure.
I do too, yeah.
They are.
You know, they are kind of normal. It's just they're caught in the middle of this whole thing. To me, the better thing, I don't know if you guys... Did you see her as a sportscaster?
No.
I did not see that.
Oh, guys. You've got to see this.
Fantastic.
1984, I believe. She's a sportscaster, and she knows nothing about sports. But she looks like the third member of the Judds. And, I mean, it is just, it is so classic. We put 4 minutes of this sportscast on the website.
Fantastic.
But, you know, this woman needs to be our vice president.
You are doing the Lord's work, I got to tell you.
Yeah.
And now she's saying that she's going to marry this dude, right? This redneck dude?
Right.
Yeah, great.
Well, because that's going to make it all right.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you know, you can be pregnant at 17 as long as you get married.
To the redneck who didn't want kids, by the way.
What is, I mean, honestly, and you know what, I'm not trying to be partisan here. What is McCain thinking?
Well, I wonder if he had to have known. I mean, they had to do some kind of...
He says he knew. He says he knew. But who knew?
What's he going to say?
He met her for 15 minutes.
I know.
But his people must have looked into this woman before they allowed her to be the vice presidential candidate.
Okay, let's assume this kid was in Mensa. Still, what's he thinking about putting her in this position? It's like, you know, his big thing was Obama's not qualified. The other thing that James Carville did... which one of you guys saw Larry King?
I did. Ralph did.
Oh, Ralph, did you see him hold up the picture of City Hall in that podunk town?
Yeah.
where she was
mayor?
It's unbelievable. It looks like a 7-Eleven. And so Carville holds this picture up and says, this is her executive experience. And it looks literally like, you know, it looks like she's gonna sign a bill and give you a Slurpee at the same time.
Hey, it looked like a photo, Matt. I thought you had to drop off your photos to get them developed.
It did.
He needs somebody to have sex with in the White House. I think that's what it comes down to. She's pretty hot, so, for a politician. So what the hell?
He's looking, look, I might not win, but I get to spend the next 6 months with this broad. That's what he's thinking. Can't blame him.
All right, let's talk about the Britney sighting. Was it over this weekend?
Yeah.
Where was she? She was in Vegas?
She was in Vegas at the Mirage. And I got to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, she looks great.
She really
looks great.
She really does.
Mm-hmm.
She's wearing a bikini, sitting out by the pool. Harvey, of course, has the pictures up, and she looks great. What's going on with the Video Music Awards? Ralph was reporting earlier that they were saying she's not going to do it, but that was just a surprise.
And now there's a rumor that she will be there, and they're trying to throw everyone off the scent.
Well, we were told, and by pretty good sources here, very good sources, they're trying to get Michael Jackson and Janet.
Right.
And that's their brass ring. We're told that Britney may show up there. There's a buzz now that she's getting a guest suite there, but that there's no plan on her actually performing. I don't think she's going to perform. I got to say, I don't think she's going to. That's what we're hearing, is that she said no.
But maybe a stunt of some kind.
Maybe she'll present or something, or show
up. I mean, she might. We hear that she may get some kind of a suite up there, and that would be kind of smart of her to do, because, you know, ultimately she kind of wants to be funny, and she wants a sitcom.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So that might not be a bad thing, but I got to tell you, we put a poll up on the website, just, would you?
Right.
71%.
Really? Well, that number's changed a lot in the last 2 or 3 months, right?
It's flipped.
Yeah.
It's totally flipped. It's amazing. I mean, she's you know, pretty impressive, I got
to
say.
Yeah? Well, I guess that remains to be seen. She is so far.
I would cast her as Sarah Paulin in the Sarah Paulin story and have Jamie Lynn play Bristol.
No. Tina Fey so has Sarah Paulin.
That's the truth. They're identical. It's weird.
So
that is true.
It.
All right, what else is going on, Harvey?
Oh, Diddy.
Diddy.
Oh,
he's the best.
I mean, how do you hate somebody more than him?
It's not possible. When he started talking about gas, that caught our attention again. Gas prices are too mother effing high.
He had to fly commercial.
I got my own personal plane, but it costs too much, so I'm back on American Airlines. Can you believe it? Can you believe that?
And walking through the airport, telling other passengers, can you believe Diddy is flying on American Airlines?
Yep.
Walking with them in the terminal.
He's the most hateable guy I've ever seen.
And talking about his Saudi brothers and sisters.
Sure, yeah. He was asking them to give him some free oil for his plane.
Mm-hmm. And you know what the thing is? It could have been so funny if it were a gag.
Yeah,
he was serious.
He loves him some Diddy.
Unbelievable.
Now, there's a new one up, right? Is there...
That's the one we put up.
Oh, that's the one you put up. I think there's another...
There's a new video of him talking about the vice presidential candidate for the Republicans.
Oh, I so don't care, though.
Oh, where Diddy talks about there's no black people in Alaska.
Well, that's an important part.
He's got a point.
I don't know what that means, but okay.
What
are we supposed to do about that?
What does that mean?
It really means
nothing.
Sarah has no interest in helping the black man, I guess.
Does he mean we need to get more black people in Alaska, or we should elect her?
Probably both. It's hard to tell what Diddy means.
He has become a caricature.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the, you know, and he carries Tupperware around. If it's all not bad enough.
What are you talking about?
He carries Tupperware everywhere he goes. He puts cookies in Tupperware and carries it everywhere he goes.
Now things are rough. He's got to bring his own snacks.
Tupperware is the new bling.
Who knew? Paris Hilton's going to be carrying it around. Wow.
Right.
How about that? Harvey, thank you very much. Always fascinating. TMZ.com and, of course, the show on Channel 11 at 6:30. Thank you, man.
See you guys.
Talk
Bye,
to you
Harvey.
Soon. Time for Ralph's Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? Tropic Thunder came in at number one with $11.5 million. Hanging on, despite the fact that five other movies debuted this weekend, none of them topped the $10 million mark, so Tropic Thunder remains at the top of the list. Babylon A.D.
Yes.
And its debut came in at number two. Apparently, Vin, when we talked to him earlier, didn't have the plot right of his film.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I got a lot of angry emails from people who said it's not about a virus at all. It's about the babies that this girl's carrying.
That's what Whatever.
But it's still very Shakespearean, though. I think we can agree on that.
Of course.
The Dark Knight was number three at the box office. Congratulations to Christopher Nolan and company. They just passed the $500 million mark this weekend. Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
House Bunny was four, then Traitor with Don Cheadle came in at number five. You guys saw that, right?
It was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Really good. I recommend it.
Really well done. It's not heavy-handed like you would expect it to be.
Mm-hmm.
It's more of a mystery story,
just a good
right?
Thriller.
Like a good thriller with a political background.
But much more realistic as to what it would be like for this guy. I thought it was really good.
Death Race was number six, then Disaster Movie, Mamma Mia, Star Wars, The Clone Wars, Pineapple Express, and Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Oh.
Rounding out your top ten at the box office. Sad news yesterday, as we've been talking about all day long, Don LaFontaine, the voice of God, the man responsible for In a World, has passed away. 5,000 trailers to his credit, nearly 350,000 commercials.
Before I knew him, I thought, wow, how come all of those guys sound the same?
It was him.
Yeah, I figured that it was just a whole bunch of different people trying to do the same voice.
Style.
It was all him.
It really was. He passed away from lung disease, apparently. He had complications from a collapsed lung over the weekend. And I know they talked about he had a clot, apparently, in his lung when he was in the hospital last week. So, sad news. His last work was parodying himself in that Geico ad.
Oh, really?
They would say, we brought Big Voice Again guy from the trailers to talk about Geico. In a world where your car crashes into a tree. It's good stuff. The New York Post is saying that David Duchovny's sex addiction that required him to go into rehab was actually a porn addiction. Friends close to Duchovny. If they're really friends of his, why are they talking to the New York Post?
They always say friends. That's what they always, who they always attribute it to.
Said that it was internet porn that Dave had a problem with. He's going in for a little rehab. As you can imagine, Tia Leone has been making herself scarce in light of this new story.
Oh, I imagine.
She was supposed to be in Toronto for the International Film Festival, where her film Ghost Town with Ricky Gervais and Greg Kinnear is scheduled to premiere, but she will not be making an appearance there because can't imagine that red carpet would be too much fun for Tia.
No.
And James Woods is a real detective.
Are you high?
You know how some celebrities save lives?
Yeah.
Well, James Woods is an actual detective.
What? He's crazy, that guy.
He's crazy, but he's a genius. Went to MIT, you know.
He's
super smart.
Those are the scariest kind.
Wasn't he going to beat me up at one point in here? Didn't he come in and I made fun of him?
Jimmy Woods?
Yeah, I think
so. Not that I know.
Maybe someone else.
Someone else wanted to beat you up.
James
I think.
Worthy.
No, it wasn't James Worthy.
It was L. Woods from Legally Blonde. James Woods discovered someone had charged thousands of dollars on his credit card to buy tickets to a Dave Matthews Band concert.
Well, it's a good cause.
So he called the venue to see where they had been delivered, the tickets. It seemed that the identity thief used his real name and address for the tickets to be delivered to his home.
Wow.
And so James Woods tracked him down and found out that the dude was a waiter at a restaurant where Woods had eaten days before.
So that's where he got it from.
Stole James Woods' credit card number, bought the tickets online, and then had them delivered to his real house. James delivered the finding to the Beverly Hills Police Department, who arrested the guy at his home for fraud.
He went to the police and said, here's his address.
Here's all the information. Here's what happened. Here's all documented. Go do your job.
How about that?
It's like Shark in real life,
just
man.
Just like Shark.
So cool. Wish I was
James. I like that show, Shark, by the way.
Is that coming back? I think it's canceled.
I don't know.
I think it was canceled.
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think it was good, too. Celebrity birthdays. Terry Bradshaw. Every Sunday. I can't believe it. Football season's here.
I know. Thursday night.
2 days.
Yep.
So
excited.
I'll be watching my Eagles Sunday in Las Vegas.
I was watching your Eagles Sunday.
I think it was. Saturday? I don't know. I was watching the preseason. And
must have been a rerun.
Didn't rec- Oh, maybe it was. Yeah. Didn't recognize any of the names of any of the people. They were playing all the third stringers.
Yeah, they're deciding who to cut down their roster to 53. But
Thursday, they all come out. Starters play.
Yep.
Can't wait.
Terry Bradshaw is 60. Mark Harmon's 57 years old today. Keanu Reeves is 44 years old. Salma Hayek turns 42. Spencer Smith of Panic at the Disco is 21 years old. And our buddy Anel, our black listener Anel.
Yeah.
We have only got a couple of them, so we have to treat him special. Happy birthday to Anel. He is 32 years old today. Sure, his name is that of a Latin woman, but still we love him anyway.
That's correct.
As Anel himself wrote in his email, he is a businessman, an entrepreneur, and a friend of the show. So we want to give him all our love. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067 is the number. And
what do you win? What do you win?
Just for getting on the air this week, you get a pair of passes to the K-Rock Advanced Screening
of
the Coen Brothers Burn After Reading.
Yeah! Can't wait to see that.
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, on Francis McDormand.
Thursday, September 11th, the Arclight in Hollywood. You will win those tickets just for getting on the
John
air.
Malkovich.
That looks awesome, doesn't it?
Terrific.
All right, let's begin with Brandon and Covina. Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, what it do? What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
I just am looking at online. They're talking about the doctor that treated Amy Winehouse's past two drug overdoses.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One in August of 07 for meth, heroin, coke, and everything like that. And then July of 08, I wanted to say last month, but can't say that now. A 36-hour pot binge in which she suffered from acute cannabis poisoning.
Oh, wow.
Cannabis poisoning? You can get that.
Her father said it was a bad reaction to the medication.
Sure, yeah, of course, right. Yeah. The medication, of course, is code for weed.
I think if you take anything for 36 hours, you can poison your body
with it.
You can have water poisoning, you know, if you drink enough of it.
So right, but how has, like, Snoop or some of those people never done that?
Maybe he put the bong down once in a while as opposed to Amy.
He has continued for 28 years.
I think he does stuff in between.
Oh, I see.
I don't think he's just got a... It's like sucking on a tailpipe of a bus for her.
Oh, wow.
Is she brain damaged for good, do they think, or...? Because she's really messed up, and she's been not showing up for concerts and all kinds of crap.
I got to imagine she's just fried out of her skull.
Yeah. Punching people out.
Let's go to Mario in Alhambra. Good morning, Mario.
Hey, hootie hoo, nephew.
Hootie hoo to you as well. What's going on?
Hey, how much freaking money does Jerry Lewis need? $65 million this year? How do I catch that disease?
How do you catch the disease they're trying to help?
They don't actually give you the cash.
Muscular dystrophy? Yeah they're not writing checks.
They don't throw you a bag of 20s on your wheelchair and wheel you out, you know. They're actually putting the money into research.
But I hope you get what you want. Thank you for calling. That was
they
odd.
Have raised, I mean, this is the 43rd year of the telethon. They raised $65 million this year, which is a little bit more than last year. So I can only imagine they've raised billions of dollars for this disease, and it just won't go away.
Yeah.
It's a bad disease.
It is, but this guy wants it, so.
Because he thinks he's going to cash in.
Mike in Thousand Oaks, good morning.
Good morning.
What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew?
What'd it do?
What's up, baby boo?
Hi.
What's going on, dude?
Hey, I called BS on Dave. I don't think you could have done it in an hour and five.
Yeah, I agree with you.
King of Mexico showed us some kind of a website that looked like it was official, saying that he had run the 10K, 6 miles, 6.2 miles, in an hour five.
Well, if it's on the internet, Kevin, it's got to be true, right?
Yeah, because... but all you had to do is give his chip to somebody that runs faster.
Interesting.
Good point. How do we know you kept the chip?
Because I crossed the finish line and got this red bracelet. That's why. Mike, where were you at? Where were you at? Were you running? No. Were you there?
But wait
a minute. Were you with the thousands? No.
I'll challenge you anytime you want to do it.
Yes. Yeah, you start running and I'll catch you.
My money's on Mike.
I'm running the City of Angels Half Marathon. I'll see you there.
I'll see you there.
Mike versus Dave.
Enjoy that 13 miles.
Dave, the way that they checked your time was they put a chip in your shoe.
On my shoe? In my shoe, yeah. Uh-huh.
And why couldn't you have given it to
somebody
faster?
How do we know you were wearing those shoes?
Exactly.
You want to smell them?
Somebody's wearing that chip and didn't have somebody.
You want to smell the shoes?
No. Well, how does that help me?
What does that mean?
It means that I ran in them and
I'm not saying someone was wearing the shoes. I'm just saying maybe it wasn't you.
Well, you would be wrong.
He has a wristband.
I have pictures of it, too.
He has.
Everybody gets a wristband.
Could
yeah,
the guy who was wearing his shoes given him the bracelet at the end of the race? We don't know what happened between then and now.
He could have ran the race. Don't get me wrong. He could have ran it, but...
Hour
he
five.
He could have swapped shoes.
With somebody else.
He could have swapped shoes with someone
else. Like, I had time to swap chips.
Give me my money back, dude.
Yeah.
Give me my money back.
You have to prove that he didn't run.
Yeah, prove
it's
it.
It's just a theory.
Look at him. It's just hating, dude.
Look.
I rest.
He's just drinking the Haterade, man.
Dear God.
Drinking the Haterade.
I think Mike's got a very valid point. And I think the commissioner of running will have to look into this.
All right, good. I didn't know we had that, but okay.
Yes, yes.
Alex in Torrance, good morning.
What did you do, party people, Lisa?
What did you
do? So I was in Catalina for the 4-day weekend, and it was an oasis of white pants.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Everybody there's wearing white pants.
Rain and brown.
All the ladies had white pants. I mean, you just couldn't miss them walking down the beach. It was incredible.
Those of you that haven't heard this yet, it's at krock.com, the sounds, but it's from the Urban Dictionary, and this is the explanation of white pants.
White pants, when worn by a woman, indicates her willingness to engage in anal sex.
All right, there you go.
That was a well-placed beep.
So that's what's going on in Catalina, I guess.
Yeah, it's a spectacular place. I'd go back in a heartbeat. Yeah.
And did you...
I actually went with my girlfriend. So she actually understood, and we all like had a contest of who could count the most white pants.
Was your girlfriend wearing white pants?
No, she was not.
Should she have been? Yeah.
So you couldn't dock your boat in the back of the island then?
Yeah, definitely kept it on the front side.
Yeah. That's a shame.
It's a shame. With all those white pants around, it's a shame.
Yeah. Should have tried to use your dinghy.
I don't know what
it's
that
a little
means.
Boat. A boat is a little, yeah. little dinghy.
I think he's a little boat. Yeah. Of course, that's
used
what
to
he
get
means.
To the island.
Yeah.
What the hell's wrong with you people? You should all check in with Dave Duchovny the way your minds work.
All right. I want to thank Harvey Levin from TMZ.com for being on the program today. You can get all the latest there at TMZ, including the pictures of the vice presidential nominee's daughter.
Yo, throwing gang signs. Whiskey, yo.
She's
Whiskey,
17 yo. Years old. She's throwing gang signs with some douchebag that's holding a giant bottle of whiskey.
She's a drunken white trash whore. That's what she is. and that's why she's pregnant. And getting married.
She's pregnant 17. And getting married to a redneck who said that he's happy he's an effing redneck and he never wants kids.
Alaska is redneck north. That's what it is.
It is, isn't it?
When I say Alaska, you just think Tennessee or Louisiana, one of those places, because those are the people living up there.
Yeah. Well, that's a pretty funny picture. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show, we're going to talk about superstitions.
Okay.
Everybody has superstitions. A lot of people have sports superstitions.
Oh, yeah. I'm freezing this season.
Ralph was having trouble selling his house. And who told you this superstition?
My mother.
Your mother?
My mother, who is a wonderful Irish Catholic lady. Told me when I was struggling to sell my house that she had the solution, and she hooked me up.
And the solution was?
To get a small statue of St. Joseph and to wrap it in plastic and to bury it in the front yard of my lawn, front yard of my house.
And you said,
I said, you crazy, but I desperate. So I will do anything at this point.
So you did it.
Buried St. Joe in the front lawn.
And then what happened?
Boom, sold the house. Hi, how are you?
Come on. You think you wouldn't have sold the house if you would not have buried the statue?
We'll never know, will we, Kevin? All I know is I buried the statue, I sold the house.
Buried the statue, by the way. Sounds like code.
That's right. The house is wearing white pants.
We have some new internet roundup for you tomorrow morning. We're going to check in with Bob Dylan and MTV Video Music Awards all this week. We'll give you another shot at those coming up on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show. Kat is next. She's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock. She's got some Coldplay, some Foo Fighters, the brand new Metallica, The Day That Never Comes. And you can see that video, by the way, at krock.com if you'd like to see that.
Okay.
And she's got Muse and Linkin Park coming up.